1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Rough reception for Iran's president.
Let's give him an experience that he will never forget.
Strike deadline looms against GM.
The union is trying to show that they're going to keep pressure on until they get the deal.
Pitching the importance of recess.
It's essential to the cognitive, emotional, and physical well-being of kids.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. To speak or not to speak.
I want to actually, hear what he has to say.
One Columbia student before today's appearance by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at the university. As WCBS's Ginny Cursola reports, the invitation has stirred heated debate.
Politicians and students plan protests at Columbia University and the United Nations. Brooklyn State Assemblyman Dove Hykind is among those calling on the university to uninvite Iran's president.
He should be arrested when he comes to Columbia University, not speak at the university, for God's sake.
City Councilman David Weprin says Ahmadinejad doesn't belong at Columbia.
It's outrageous that he's been given this forum by one of the most prestigious universities in the country, if not the world.
Protesters are calling on alumni to withhold donations to the university. Ginny Cosola, CBS News, New York.
In an interview with CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley that aired last night on 60 Minutes, Ahmadinejad emphatically denied that Iran intends to build nuclear weapons.
We don't need a nuclear bomb. We don't need that. What need do we have for a bomb?
May I take that as a no, sir?
It is a firm no.
At the UN today, scores of world leaders will take part in a global warming summit. President Bush will not be there, and the U.S. role in greenhouse gas emissions will be a focal point. Dave Hamilton's with the Sierra Club.
Europe and others who've tried to get this started are going to look in the mirror and say, if we don't have the big guy emitters on this agreement, are we going to be able to make a difference?
Well, after nearly 3 weeks of bargaining with GM, the United Auto Workers have set a strike deadline 3 hours from now if there is no contract deal. Reporter Jeff Gilbert has more.
The parties plan to keep talking right up to that 11 a.m. deadline, but the union has said no more extensions, no deal, and they walk. Job security appears to be the biggest hang-up, the union's desire for guarantees of specific work for specific plants. GM is reluctant to do that because it has no way of telling what will happen in the marketplace going forward.
What's being called the largest bust of illegal steroids in U.S. history, a series of federal drug raids across the country this morning aimed at an underground network of labs allegedly supplied by more than 30 Chinese companies. More than 120 arrests have been made. Millions of doses of steroids have been confiscated. It was a landmark moment in the struggle for civil rights, the integration of Little Rock Central High School a half century ago today. But it didn't come without the intervention of U.S. troops under orders from President Dwight Eisenhower.
Disorderly mobs have deliberately prevented the carrying out of proper orders from a federal court. Local authorities have not eliminated that violent opposition.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is in Little Rock.
50 years later, the Little Rock Nine are remembered for pride that overcame prejudice. One of them, Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, says walking past an angry mob to enter Central High was part of her personal mission.
It's total defiance. I'm staying. I'm going to be here.
But staying wasn't easy.
And just to be hated that much was... it was pretty heavy.
As the Little Rock Nine reunite, the place where they broke those racial barriers, Central High, remains central to the nation's civil rights history. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Little Rock.
The hunt's on for a group of 8 Boy Scouts and 3 adults missing after a weekend trip into the mountains of western North Carolina. Rescuers have been using dogs to help them in the search. It's play with a purpose, and advocates say it's critical to the development of kids. Live to CBS's Dave Barrett on the first day of National Recess Week.
It's Monday, the start of the work week, but let's play. It is National Recess Week.
It gives kids a chance to be physically active. It gives kids a chance to engage in the school day. And it really leaves them ready to learn when they go back into the classroom.
Jill Violet runs the group Sports for Kids. Recess is important. Just ask a third grader.
That's one of the best parts because you get a break from school.
Hiya, pal. That's my son, Luke. He's an expert on recess. Kickball and shooting hoops are his favorites. Is recess about 15 minutes long? Long enough?
Not for me.
So how long should recess run?
30 minutes.
Plenty of time to run. Nick?
It's 5 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. More than 200 volunteers still unable to find a 3-year-old girl whom Denver police believe was murdered. Bloodhounds picked up a scent, but that did not lead to Nivea Gallegos.
I think first off, from the heart, you don't want this child's body just out there somewhere. I mean, for closure for the community at large, I think people care. Think about this child out there with been discarded. That should never happen to anybody.
Her mother, Miriam, reported Nivea missing Friday. The woman was later arrested on suspicion of false reporting, being accessory to a crime, and child abuse resulting in death. Her boyfriend was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder. Now, police still haven't said why they believe the girl is dead, but they think her body may have been wrapped in a plastic bag and dumped in a trash bin. Meanwhile, the city is requesting a delay in trash pickup today and from dumpster-sized bins in the area as the search continues. A same-sex couple plans to apply for a marriage license in Denver today and to stage a sit-in until they get one. Kate Burns and C. Sheila Schroeder say they already know they'll be denied, but they contend that they should be entitled to all the federal benefits of a married couple who are straight. Last year, of course, Colorado voters supported a ballot proposal banning gay marriage and rejected a proposal giving same-sex couples some of the legal benefits of married spouses. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Clear and dry around the metro area. I-25 with speeds in the 60s if you're coming through the tech center. And we have no delays for 225. I-70 doing well out of both Wheat Ridge and Aurora. And we are getting some light showers up in Boulder and Larimer counties, so you want to take it easy in those areas. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with some showers likely. High of only 65, looks like tonight.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Go sit in the corner and doze off for 35 or 40 minutes.
You'd admit that on the air.
Yeah. And don't waste time.
He'd come into the control room and he'd sit in his little chair and fall asleep for about 20 to 30 minutes.
And this morning I feel like falling asleep for 20 or 30 minutes. Oh, Lord. I'm tired. I went to bed last night at 7:30. But just couldn't sleep. For some reason. Woke up at 10, woke up at 11, woke up at 1. Man. So I had to just turn the entire show over to you guys, and you can call in and just talk about anything you want to talk about, and I'll lay one out here. Had an interesting experience over the weekend. I bought a bicycle. So I'm supposed to go bike riding today at 1 o'clock.
With you buy yourself a bicycle?
Yeah, with my trainer.
What kind? A Schwinn?
No, it's just a like an easy to operate upright bike, and I got it at Edgeworks at on Broadway, close to 9th and Lincoln. Guy's a big listener of the station, and really a nice guy, and it's really a nice place to go. And what he does is he rents out bikes, and then at the end of the year he takes those bikes, at the end of the season, and he sells a lot of them. So I got a really good deal. Mary bought one too. And in my continuing quest to beat back the last 25 pounds on my frame, I'm going to start bicycling until the weather turns too cold that you can't do it. And I have to tell you that bicycle riders, by and large, not all of them. So don't call here at 303-713-7600 and say, I heard you talk about... No, not all of them, but some of them do. Some bicycle riders really bother me. Can somebody please answer me this question? Why do bicycle riders think that they're like cars?
They do think they own the road.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I was on a street and trying to make a right, and this woman was in front of me at the stoplight on a bike, waiting to go across the street so I couldn't make the right.
Well, at least she waited to go across the street. Most of them don't even pay attention to the other laws that us motorists have to deal with and stop at stoplights and stuff like that.
Oh, are we going to start getting down on bicyclists at 6:14 in the morning?
I don't mean to.
Because there's a lot of bicyclists out there. But some of them do act like that. Some of them act like they're cars. And I could never figure that out. I'd be too scared to do that.
For me, it's the goofy outfits they wear. Like they all think they're Lance Armstrong or something.
Well, what are you, a clothes Nazi? What do you care
not
about?
Not a clothes Nazi, but I just don't like
wear
the tight pants
and the... So what do you give a damn what they wear?
I don't give a damn. It's just one of the reasons why they drive me nuts.
Why? Because you don't like what they have on?
Yeah, it's not like they're trying out for the Tour de France. Why they got to wear the, you know, the speed outfits?
Well, why shouldn't they if they like them?
If that's their prerogative, sure, go ahead. You shouldn't catch me in one of those things.
Well, I don't remember anybody asking you to be in one.
All right, I want to see you get a helmet and a little, a real tight, like, yellow leotard.
I bought a helmet.
Did you buy a helmet?
Yeah.
Good thing.
I bought a helmet, but no, I didn't buy any of that stuff.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? The uniforms?
Well, yeah, sure, I've seen people in those, but it doesn't faze me. I mean, I assume that that's part of the whole routine. That there's some, all right, maybe somebody who bike rides a lot will call in now, who's up this early in the morning and not totally gone off to another radio station due to the green tea colon clearing show that ran last night or something. But anyway, 303-713-7600, maybe somebody could tell us, okay, is that part of the, I mean, do you, right? Because some of that stuff is, it has that material so it breathes properly in the summertime, and then I assume it keeps you
nice and cool. Yeah, the sweat wicking.
And then it keeps you
Lycra.
Yeah, and then it keeps you warm in the wintertime. And by the way, as an avid golfer,
the golf outfits are pretty bad too.
Yeah, I don't think you have any right to talk about bicyclists and what they
True,
wear. Look what you got on. Right,
I look nice when I play golf. I don't look like I'm Tiger Woods. Or even a pro.
But you wear those golf shirts around with the little emblems and stuff on them.
Yeah,
don't you?
But I don't, you know, I don't have the $500 pants and the sweat-wicking shirts.
Well, that's only because you can't afford to have those. If you had the money, you'd go in and get them. Right? We'd all dress at Ralph Lauren. But, I'd really like to have a bicyclist call in and tell me what the whole story is here. Here's Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you on this Monday morning?
Well, you know, a little cold, a little early, but that's all right.
Yeah, all right. So do you bike?
I do, yeah.
Okay, you want to explain to John Turk, who has a fit over these clothes, why do you wear those clothes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what is the deal behind that?
Well, you know, you want to have some padding down there so to protect yourself. And most of the shorts that have the padding happen to be those silly aerodynamic things. What you said earlier, they do help your skin breathe a little bit and help you sweat. And they're also more aerodynamic, which, when you're out there trying to get exercise, can help a little bit.
What do you do about the wintertime? How do you bike in the wintertime?
Folks who are hardcore enough and ride all winter usually have long pants versions of them where they wear like a base layer. And then those shorts, and they make jackets and stuff, too.
Man, I haven't ridden a bike in 35 years.
Well, good for you getting back on it. It's great exercise, and Denver is such a great town to cycle in because they're well-paved trails crisscrossing all over town, and, it's a very popular thing to do here, as I'm sure you know.
All right, why do some bicycle riders act like cars?
That's a very good question, and I think a lot of people are annoyed at the way cyclists act. The truth of the matter is, according to the rules of the road, a cyclist is supposed to behave like any other vehicle, and is supposed to be treated like any other vehicle. So you're supposed to ride with traffic. You're supposed to ride on the right side because you're slower than most traffic. You're supposed to use hand signals like any car whose turn signals are broken are supposed to use, and you're supposed to obey all the rules of the road. Now, a lot of cyclists don't. A lot of cyclists will blow through stop signs and that sort of stuff, but technically they can get tickets for it, and they're not supposed to.
I just don't like them when they're road hogs.
Yeah, I know, and they keep you from getting where you need to go.
And they have, like, this entitlement feeling. But
absolutely.
I think most Americans these days have entitlement feelings.
No argument here.
Which you know, we could pump this up to a really large topic about why we're in the situation that that we're in. Hey, Josh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, Jay. Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, there's one bike rider. Now let's go to Harry in Boulder, who says he don't like bikes. Go ahead, Harry.
Jay, good morning.
Hey, Harry.
I hate bicycle geeks with a passion, especially in the city of Boulder. You're driving through an intersection, you've got the green light, all of a sudden you've got a bicycle crossing right in front of you against the red light. They're flipping you off, yelling, "I'm a bicycle, I'm a bicycle." I can't mention my retort on the air.
No, I don't think you should do that.
No, I won't. But they have no courtesy. We're supposed to share the road with them, but they think they're God on two wheels, wearing their spandex and Lycra, thinking they're Lance Armstrong, and they're the coolest thing since God made a loaf of bread.
The only example I can give is the one that I can give on Saturday, of the woman who is in front of us at the intersection, and we can't make a right because she's in the same lane we're in, and she's waiting for the light to change so she can pedal across the street.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I see things like that and worse every day in Boulder. On so many different occasions, I can't even count them. I've lost track. But it's a daily occurrence, and you know, driving for a living, they're a two-wheeled road hazard. Of course, then you have pedestrians and skateboarders who do the same thing, and it's an absolute shock that 99 of them aren't squashed every day.
I don't know. I don't have trouble with pedestrians and skateboarders. I never really have.
If you came up to Boulder and rode with me for one day, you'd have a real eye opener. Believe me, brother.
Well, I wonder why the police don't enforce those rules.
Well, it's not that they. Well,
yeah, it is. Is it? You know what? It's like they'll bust us for speeding, but they don't get on them.
Well, yeah, okay, that's true. And in fairness to Boulder PD, I have seen them pull over a bicyclist on occasion, but usually it's only because the cop was right there in the intersection, and he's the one who almost squashed the bicyclist.
But do you see them? I'm not saying they do this. I'm just asking you. Do you see them like turn their heads the other way?
No. I would say normally that they don't vigorously enforce the traffic code against bicycle infractions. That's my personal opinion. I would say since driving in Boulder for the past 5 years, I've seen him maybe do it on maybe a dozen occasions.
All right. Hey, Harry, always good to hear your voice, man.
Well, take care, brother. You guys have a safe day. And please, bicyclist, be a little more safety conscious for everybody's sake. Thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good day.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Hey, right, Jay.
I got to remember that when I'm on my bike today.
Hey, check this out. We got an email from Roger. He says a couple of things, but this bike riding got me from 265 to 215, but I've not gotten the last 20 off. His third point, stay away from Cherry Creek Bike Path as the, quote, pros, unquote, go there and are fast and really pushy. See, there's pros and there's non-pros and amateur bicyclists.
Wait a minute. What do you mean pros? Are these people going to ride in the
Cherry Creek path and they're real fast and pushing.
Tour de France?
That's my complaint about them.
Maybe we should pull them over and see if they're doping. Okay. Now, let's not go someplace that we shouldn't be going. 303-713-7600. How the hell I got into this, I have no idea. But if you're a bicyclist, you can call up and stick up. If you're somebody who you get irritated by them, particularly if they think that they're a car, then you can also call about that. And we'll take as many calls.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that can help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Really happy. Right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save 25% on a wide selection of exceptional paints and stains. The thing I love about Sherwin-Williams is they've got everything. Incredible colors, coordinating palettes, and design inspiration. Plus everything I need for any decorating project from start to finish. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Now, again, I'm in the weird subject here this morning at 6:27, 27 minutes after 6, about bicycle and bicyclists. But, you know, there's a big push on now to do things like get a lot of exercise and reduce your carbon footprint and bicycle. And so I went out, Mary and I went out on Saturday, and we bought bicycles. We got them from the Edgeworks on Broadway, and they're good folks. And we're talking about bicyclists and some of them who take advantage and act like and think they're like cars. Let's go to Glenn in Estes Park. Glenn, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I just think the one important thing to remember with this is that as far as the traffic codes are concerned, bikes are exactly like cars, even if they don't go quite as fast. They are obligated to behave like them. And so it's important to remember that when you see the 2 or 3 or 6 bicyclists on the road as opposed to the 30, 40, 60, 100 cars, that just because they stand out a little more, being different, doesn't mean that they're not in the same place doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
I find that extremely hard to believe the idea that bicycles are the same as automobiles.
Well, I mean, they aren't nearly as dangerous, and they aren't nearly as much of an impact on the environment, but as far as being vehicles, they're the most efficient vehicle ever designed, and they should get a little more credit for that as opposed to being looked at as some kind of obstruction to Well, general appetite
but
for
like,
going fast.
Yeah, but like, look at the woman who's like in front of us, and we can't make a right. I mean, do you think that that's okay?
If she's got the same right to the traffic space that you've got in your car. So if you have trouble getting around her and you have to slow down for a second, keep in mind exactly how much that's taken off of your trip. I mean, it's a matter of proportion, and when you get behind the wheel of a car, you tend to forget exactly how much something impacts you just because you're not moving forward at the exact same speed that you would anticipate all the time.
Well, yeah, but it's legal to take a right on a red light unless indicated otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it because this person is like sitting in front of you rather than like being over on the sidewalk and waiting for the thing to change and then getting on their bike and going across the street.
Yeah, but I mean that's entirely her prerogative because she's a car, and if you're sitting there waiting for another car that's going straight.
You know, I love you, but I don't buy it. I don't buy them the same as cars. I have a real problem with this. I don't think they're the same as cars. They can't go as fast. They don't carry as much weight. The damage of impact is not as going to be as severe, and sometimes they're very, very hard to see. And I just can't. I don't know. When did this concept start that bicycles are equal to automobiles?
Well, when they started looking at traffic codes, they basically always treated them as being equal to automobiles. When bicycles and cars first developed, 120 years ago at this point, when they were both coming into being, one of the things that led to the smooth roads we have now is the fact that people need them for their bicycles, and that made it possible for cars to start being developed. So they've always kind of come hand in hand, if you look at the long view.
Maybe there's others out there who think I'm wrong, but I just can't see them as being the same thing as cars.
Completely. A lot of people do have that problem. And about the load-carrying thing, proportionally, especially when you look at the way they're used around the world, proportionally they carry dozens times more in weight than cars do, especially given the way that we use them today.
Yeah, but you know something they don't have? They are incapable of doing 0 to 60 in 4 seconds flat.
They do have that issue, but they're getting close. They've got... the top speed right now on a human-powered vehicle is over 80 miles an hour. Flash, no assist, no
yeah,
nothing.
But they can't do like 0 to 60 in 4 seconds or 3.5 seconds. And there's something about the ability to be able to do that is
wildly intoxicating.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Extremely.
But yeah,
extremely.
You know.
And the way I ride a bike, trust me, Glenn. I won't be doing 0 to 60 in anything under than an hour and a half.
Yeah, if you give me about 3,000 feet of drop, then I can come close to 60. Otherwise, and by the time you get anywhere near 60 miles an hour on a bicycle, you're usually ready to get off and go crying home because it's bad.
All right, pal.
They're not built for that one.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Matt in Arvada. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man.
How you doing? Hey, so, yeah, I just agree, too. I skateboard to work, and I ride my bike around town.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the vehicles are a menace to us as pedestrians on our non-motorized vehicles.
Well, I mean, if you're claiming pedestrian status and they're driving irresponsible, then you have an absolute and complete 100% legitimate beef. But if you're getting in the way of them and operating on the philosophy that Glenn was talking about, which I find really hard to go for, even though he's probably 150% right, which is you're the same as a car. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I think people are bullies with their cars because, like, I've been nudged by SUVs while I have
that's
the
wrong
signal. I mean, yeah,
no, that's wrong. That's
yeah,
definitely wrong.
Sometimes.
That's definitely wrong.
For sure.
I mean, that'd be the same thing as, well, to me, that'd be the same thing as nudging a pedestrian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'd call the cops if somebody did that to me.
Yeah, it's just crazy out there. People are bullies in their cars, for sure.
Okay, but no, don't say all people are, because there's a lot.
Not all people.
No, there are a lot of us who aren't. But then again, you have to admit there's a lot of bicyclists that are pains in the rear and are irrational.
Yeah, that's true. Not everybody follows the laws and the same things that motor vehicles follow, you know, all bicyclists and skateboarders. people even walking need to follow those same rules.
So you skateboard to work?
Yeah, longboard.
How long does that take?
Not too long, actually. Like, I get there 20 minutes sometimes on a good day.
You must be in good physical shape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For the rest of us that are, like, getting old like fossils and trying to stay in physical shape. Yeah, little whippersnapper. Yeah, punk. Okay, no, but skateboarding, I remember doing skateboarding when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Growing up in Southern California.
It's a good way to get around, though, like those longboards. I can get going about 30 or 40.
Do you wear, you must wear a helmet.
Oh, no, definitely not.
No helmet? Why not?
I'm just really good at it. And I usually skate when there's not too many people. Like, I don't use the roads. I use the sidewalks and other things when I can. But.
Well, you know what they say about helmets, don't you?
What's that?
They're only good for the first bounce.
That's true.
After that, you're out of luck.
That's right.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks so much.
We'll see you.
Have a good day.
All right. I mean, we got any other skateboarders out there? Skate punks. Yes, skate punks unite. We have any skate punk music? It's 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. We're talking about bicyclists. 303-713-7600. I have a really hard time just buying the idea that bikes are the same as cars. That's really rough to, okay, if bikes are the same as cars, why can't bikes go up I-25? Gina?
Good question. They can't. So they're really not the same, are they?
No. Okay, has anybody ever been pulled over on a bike for speeding? Well, I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, because I've seen some biker, folks on bikes blow through yellow lights and red lights going pretty darn fast.
Yeah, okay. They ever been pulled over for running a red light? Because you know damn well, if it were you or I, we'd get it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, definitely. All right. So we'll find out how traffic's rolling early on this Monday morning, and maybe you can tell us if there's any bicyclists on I-25 or 70 that are claiming that they are cars.
No, I think they'd be a little oil spot by now. But anyway, southbound I-25 just starting to stack up from 104th to 84th as usual. It's pretty much just the standard commute. We did have a crash at 29th and Colorado you want to watch out for. And looks like speeds are getting a little bit better just after the construction. Westbound I-70 at C-470, they were a little late getting that picked up from last night. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly cloudy. We're going to see...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At AM760.net.
Want to win great prizes and save money on gas? Pledge to ride smart on Thursdays by commuting differently just one day.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Hair just started falling off.
He had the bloody hot spot. A really, really bad shedding problem.
She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up.
there probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s?
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, he quit scratching.
In about 4 days, Ike started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stops the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
DINOVITE.com.
And numerous ways to finance. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Everybody at Rockies is dedicated to making you happy all the way from the guys working in the Tower of Power like Ziggy, and Don and all the folks working up there, Isaac, to Kevin and the gang working in the shop. They're all dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. So get on out there, save yourself some money, and get a vehicle you really like. Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In your automobile. 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today, 62. We're talking about a world-shattering event called bicycles and about how people conduct themselves on bikes. And I've got one email this morning. People are catching on to what this is about, which is about more than just talking about Democrats versus Republicans. Nobody has sent me an email yet to complain. Why are you talking about this? You know why we're talking about it? Because it affects our everyday lives. Because this is something you see a lot of. Bicyclists. Here's Mira in Denver. Mira, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I just would like to make the point that if people are so frustrated with bicycles on the road, then maybe we should be pushing our people in legislation to go ahead and fund for special roads for bikes so that we can get to work on time just like everybody else and not be in the way. I mean, if people really feel like we're in the way, then I think that's what needs to happen.
Well, I think you're only in the way if you make yourself be in the way, and I don't find what you're saying wrong. Ooh, wow, listen to that. I don't find what you're saying is wrong.
I guess how do you not be in the way when we're supposed to act just like cars?
If you know traffic is going like 35 or 40 miles an hour, don't ride along in the right hand lane and do 25 or 30.
But we can get tickets. We ride on the sidewalk, like that is also legal. And to answer the question, if bikes get tickets just the same, yes, they do. You can get them for running red lights, for riding on the sidewalk, and also you can get DUIs, bicycling under the influence, and I've had a couple of friends that have actually had them.
I can't remember the last time I saw a bicyclist pulled over by the police.
Well, I've definitely seen it. I have friends that have tickets. And
but don't you? But don't you admit that if you're not going with the flow of traffic, that that's kind of rude? Yes. It's rude. Come on, it's rude.
I agree. It's definitely hard, but I mean, what?
Well,
are we
no, it's more than
do?
Hard. It's more. It's not hard. It's rude.
But what are we supposed to do, Jay?
Don't ride on main arteries.
Then where do you want us to go?
Side streets.
But that's side streets?
Yeah. Where you can poke along at 20 or 15 or 20 or 25 miles an hour.
So we have to go out of our way because we're not using oil?
No, you have to go out of your way because somebody is going to get their coconut bounced off the pavement for being in the for being careless and being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and because for everything that you do, you got to pay some kind of price. Nothing is free.
Well, and I agree, and I think that's why bicyclists should have special paths where we can ride safely away from cars, and I realize we do have those around Denver, but I think there could definitely be more so that it's more easy for us to get, you know, from here to Denver Tech Center or whatever. Because
you want to ride the Denver Tech Center? Okay. If bicycles are the same as cars, why don't you ride on I-25?
Because it's illegal for us to ride on freeways.
Well, I mean, why do you think that is?
Because I think it's very, very dangerous.
Well, and why is it very dangerous?
Because cars are massive giants and bikes aren't.
Well, okay. So wouldn't the same thing equate out on the streets? And I don't have anything wrong with making more bicycle paths and all that kind of stuff. However, I would put in the humble of a request that we could get the infrastructure in the streets fixed a little bit better before we start down that road, don't you think? Because the streets are pretty sloppy in this town.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying if you're not going to go the flow of traffic, don't sit out there or do what the woman did to me on Saturday, which is like, come on, I can't make a right and there's people behind me because you're sitting there waiting for the light to change.
Yeah, I've never really known you to be the most patient person, so.
Oh, well. So you think I was wrong? You think I should be more patient? People behind me were getting a little tense, too.
I think people when they drive get kind of intense in general, because I think that's the big difference between biking and driving is that when you're biking, you're not just going from point A to point B. You're actually, like, doing something along the way and kind of enjoying it. Or driving, nobody wants to be stuck in traffic. It's just, you know, it's just you just want to get from point A to point B, and the transition to how you get there doesn't really matter.
Well, you also run into the situation where bicyclists do this, too. They stay to the side of the road, but then every once in a while, they'll weave into the lane. Or they start taking up part of the lane, and it forces you to move the other direction to try to get around them.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, there's just bad bicyclists that are able to drive cars.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's all that dog barking?
Oh, it's my beagle.
Oh, beagles are so cool.
He's a sweetie, but I just let him outside, and he's having a good time barking.
Well, beagles are the best. All right, Mara, good to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Bye.
See you later. Let's go to Rick in Longmont. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. I hate to say this, but I think a lot of it is a Boulder thing. I've had twice now, and to be honest with you, now I think about it, I'm not necessarily sure they ran into me originally, but they start pounding on the side of my work truck where you pull up. I'm stopped to make a right. You know, you pull over, and you get reasonably close to the curb. And quite frankly, that's how you become an organ donor, by shooting in between a vehicle trying to turn right, you know, and where they're turning.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And I'm thinking, I see stupidity a lot of times, and I ride a bike myself occasionally, and it's just that cluelessness. I mean, you don't own the whole road. I mean, I can't see you necessarily. It's the last place I'm looking. I'm looking for the traffic coming across. That's why I'm so close to the road, the side. I'm not expecting somebody to try to shoot around me on that side.
Yeah. I think most people are like that, don't you?
Yeah. I just I see, and this is going to really tick a lot of Boulderites off, but I just see up here this ridiculous attitude. I mean, and this is a little off the subject, but I had a lady that was trying, last year, that was trying to climb a snowbank. This lady had to be in her 80s, and nobody would stop. She's on her hands and knees, and so I stopped the truck in front, and my apprentice and I got out to help her up and onto the sidewalk, and you'd swear I was killing puppies in front of the truck. I mean, people were swearing at me, flipping me off. I mean, they could see what I was doing. It's just this, why don't we just slow down a little bit and not try to kill each other? I mean, seriously.
Well, I know this is not I know this is not going to be popular, but I have a hard time with Boulder on a lot of things.
I hate working up here because it's a different planet. It really is. I mean, when they call it People's Republic of Boulder, when it comes to a lot of things, it's just...
Well, that's just a myth that it's this real left-wing, because what it really is it's full of, like, all these Stalinistic social types who, you know, I'll tell you what else it is, too, okay? Here's something else I don't like about Boulder. Too many trust fund babies.
Well, yeah. I think when you have extreme power on either side, you end up with something ugly, and that's kind of the way I see it.
Yep, me too. And, you know, I have no respect for trust fund babies. None whatsoever. And I love it when you always ask them, well, say, what do you do for a living? I'm retired. Yeah. Well, I'm a trust fund baby.
Well, up here also, I work commercial. I mean, you know, I'm in and out of businesses, but I'm also in and out of very expensive homes. And, you know, you're up in some of these areas and you see a group of deer and they're just, you know, they're beautiful. And these people are saying, well, they're big rats. Then what the hell did you move here for? I mean, that's part of nature. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What do you want? You want something sterile, go someplace else.
I agreed. I lived in Boulder for a year and a half, and it was the longest year and a half of my life. Thanks, Nick. Rick, I'm sorry. Why did I call you? It is Rick. I'm sorry. I can't see the screen very clearly this morning. Rick, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good morning.
Okay,
bye.
We'll see you later. Am I beating up on Boulder unfairly? Am I? Too bad. Too bad. The trust fund babies will come get me. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, even considering some of the showers that we're getting up far north, I-25, that's definitely affecting you between Denver and Fort Collins, Larimer County, Boulder area for sure. We're not seeing any major problems right now. Only crash we have working is in the Denver area, 29th and Colorado, so just watch out through there. Of course, southbound 25, stacking up, I-70 to Spear as usual. If you're making your way toward downtown, same for eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day. We're going to see showers likely and a high of 65. Looks like those showers continue through the evening. It's going to be pretty cold. Low of 39 tonight, and right now, overcast and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate National Family Day this Monday the 24th with a quick, easy family dinner from your neighborhood King Soopers.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
But we don't ever let our dogs. We don't ever let our dogs do that kind of stuff. But Coco and Jackson definitely clean their bowls because we put Purina One in there, and they love it. So when it comes to our dog's food, if we're ever going to switch or try anything, it's got to be a name that we trust. So when we were told that Purina One had something new, we couldn't wait to hear all about it. Introducing new Purina One Wholesome Entrees. This new line of wet dog food has five delicious varieties, all made with select high-quality natural ingredients, real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal and brown rice, barley or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. So look for the new Purina One Wholesome Entrees on store shelves this month. Ask for it by name. And when we made the switch to Purina, when our dogs are puppies, we definitely saw a change. Not only that, people comment about them all the time. And you ought to think about making that switch to Purina. Try Purina One Dry Formula. Take the Purina One Challenge, and you'll see what a difference it makes in your dog. What if you could change your dog's health for the better? Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One Dry Formula to take the challenge. The offer is ending soon, so call 1-888-606-BARK or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. Today, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology, such as the new Deuce procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to four offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win. Buy three tires at Pep Boys and the fourth one's free. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. That's right, when you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth one is free. After mail-in rebate, must include tire installation package. See store for details. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Cash on this Monday morning, 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A little cloudy outside there. We're going to have thunderstorms likely today and a high of 62. And I'll fix it so it does rain, and I'll tell you how to do that. I'll go wash my car because that happens every single time. We're talking about bicycling and bicyclists, and let me go to Jeremy in Fort Collins. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I'm calling from Fort Collins, and I'm a biker and a driver, and just wanted to kind of join in the conversation.
Sure, go ahead.
Basically, my point was that it kind of just sounds like from what I'm hearing that there's a double standard going on in which, as a biker, I'm expected to not be like a car, not get in the way, stay out of the lane, but then also I hear some arguments of people complaining about, well, I hate it when bikers pull up alongside me on the right or get in my way when I'm about to turn right and they're trying to sneak by. The whole reason, I think, that we kind of might take up more space is a safety argument, we're following the law of the land. And as far as the opposing argument, it seems like it's just impatience. And I understand because I'm...
I don't think it's impatience. I think what it matters, I think what the argument is that physically... bicycles are just not automobiles, and to equate them as being automobiles is not only unsafe, but it's also foolish. I'd like to continue with this, but I'm out of time. I got to go get some news, man. But I appreciate your call and hope you'll call again.
All right.
Thank you, man. All right, 6:58. We'll talk about a college newspaper that's... Oh, you want to hear the people on the right scream today? Just hold on to this your hat and check out this next story. They're going to be nuts. Nuts.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Open your wallet, now take out all your money, and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment,
That's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Hi, it's me, your computer. I work hard every day, and you take me for granted.
This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Does your computer need a little love? If you've been neglecting your computer, call us today. We can make your computer happy again, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sitapani.
This is the largest steroid enforcement action the United States has ever taken.
It began 18 months ago and came to a head early this morning. 124 arrests here in New York, in Houston, Providence, Rhode Island, Kansas City, and San Diego. More than two dozen states in all. Rusty Payne with the Drug Enforcement Administration says the raids uncovered a sprawling network of underground drug labs stocked with raw materials produced in China. The labs allegedly used websites and chat rooms to market illicit drugs to teenage athletes.
What we want is that 17-year-old athlete to think twice before he jumps on the Internet and tries to buy steroids.
Marching orders for the UAW rank and file.
We are not on strike. Please follow your normal work schedule.
But that message on the union hotline could change 2 hours from now. That's the deadline for a strike against General Motors.
The big hang-up is job security. The union wants guarantees that certain plants will get certain products. It's difficult for GM to give those guarantees with the uncertainty of the marketplace going forward. The union says it's shocked and disappointed in what it calls General Motors' disregard for its workers. GM will only say that they continue to talk.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. New York's Columbia University is bracing for protest demonstrations against a visit a few hours from now by the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. On CBS's 60 Minutes last night, Ahmadinejad denied he's working to develop nuclear weapons and insisted he's not helping Iraqi insurgents kill American soldiers.
If they accuse us 1,000 times, the truth will not change.
Ahmadinejad spoke to CBS's Scott Pelley.
He's described in the West as a madman, crazy. That's not the case. I found him to be, as many politicians are, very engaging, very friendly. He's clearly not mad. He's sane. In fact, he's very wily.
Searchers are scouring the mountains of western North Carolina for eight Boy Scouts and three Scout leaders who failed to come home from a weekend camping trip. Charity Sharp with the local fire department calls the search a precaution.
We wanted to go ahead and find them as quickly as possible. I mean, there's eight children out there, so find them as quick as we can, make sure no one's hurt.
Scout leaders were carrying cell phones, but those phones may not work up in the mountains. Florida Democrats are sticking to their guns. They won't scrap a January 29th primary date, even though the National Party leaders are threatening to strip the state of its 210 convention delegates. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says that is not going to happen.
Florida will vote on January 29th. The 4 million Florida Democrats will be enfranchised. We will make sure that Florida's Democrats have a voice and that that voice counts on January 29th.
The National Democratic Party calendar calls for most states to wait until February 5th to hold primaries. Today is the 50th anniversary of a landmark moment in the civil rights era, the day nine black students, protected by federal troops, integrated in all-white high school in Little Rock. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police think a missing 3-year-old girl has been murdered, and they're requesting a delay in Monday pickups from large trash containers. Now, they haven't released any details on why they think the little girl is dead. They do say her body may have been wrapped in a plastic bag and dumped in a dumpster.
This is not a happy search. This isn't, you know, this isn't finding something that would be pleasant, but it would help some people out.
More than 200 volunteers searched unsuccessfully for Nivea Gallegos yesterday, and while bloodhounds picked up a scent, the girl was not found. Her 20-year-old mother reported her missing on Friday. Police later arrested the woman on suspicion of being an accessory to a crime and child abuse resulting in death. Her boyfriend being held on suspicion of first-degree murder. And a new study says gas-guzzling SUVs and industry are not the only major factors in producing the greenhouse effect. The Urban Land Institute says urban residential sprawl is a big factor, and Colorado is a textbook example. Michael Lascese, director of the Institute, says shifting 60% of more new growth to more dense living patterns could reduce carbon dioxide by 85 million tons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking pretty good so far around the metro area. Definitely seeing those delays coming out of Lakewood now. Eastbound 6th between Sheridan and I-25. Eastbound 270 is stacked up as well, crossing Commerce City. But the only crash we have is actually off on the frontage road, westbound I-76 near 88th. So enjoy the ride. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, with showers likely throughout the day and into the evening. We'll get a high of 65 and a low of 39 tonight. Looks like it'll dry out and warm up a bit by tomorrow. Right now, overcast and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Focus today for just $79.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-30. Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's nice to have you along here. Cloudy morning. High today is going to be 62, and thunderstorms are likely. And thanks to everybody who called in last hour. I want to take 10 seconds or 15 or 20 or whatever long it takes to say something about this. Many of you who listen to this station, you may not remember this guy because he didn't work on this radio station and never had worked on this radio station, but I worked with him. Here 9, 10, maybe now 11 years ago. He was not here very long, and we worked together on the KHOW across the hall here, and he followed me on the air and was a good guy. He was conservative, and so he and I would have our arguments on occasion, but I always find that politics are one thing, but that really in life you can be friends with anybody, because I think if you try hard enough, and if you like somebody enough, and if you respect somebody enough, you can find common ground with them on just about something out there. It's when you don't like them that it becomes extremely hard. And I really liked this guy. And he worked here, and I left, and then he left, and then he eventually got out of radio, and I'm talking about Tom Kamm. Was his name, and Tom Kamm tragically passed away over the weekend. And I just want to say on the air, Tom, you know, it's a cliche, but it's true. Gone and but not forgotten. And I'll always remember the time we spent on the air and off the air with that ridiculous shaved head of yours, and all of those insane stories that you used to tell. and crazy stuff that you would do. And you were the only guy I know of in the business that had to be more nuts than me. And I'm sorry that that you've left the earth way, 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 way too young. And there used to be a time in radio where people, where you know, if you were good on the air, people respected you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people inside the business. Nowadays, things are divisive and too infused with politics for the most part. And people will say, well, how can you be friends with him? But look at the way he believes. But, you know, sometimes you got to put that stuff aside to find out how really good a person really is. And I've got a number of conservative friends, and it doesn't bother me to hang out with them. It doesn't bother me at all. And on some things we see the same, and on other things we don't see the same. But that's okay, because there's more to life than just who's going to be the next president of the United States, and there's more to life than just politics. And Cam fell into that category. He was a wildly talented guy. And you worked with him, John, too.
I produced a show for 6 months.
Yep.
And it is a big loss, man. It's a big loss.
Yeah. He's a good cat. He was a good cat. Tom, rest in peace. And we'll see you soon. Because you just never know if there's any place to go to see anybody. And, of course, we could get into that, but that's a whole other subject. 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Okay, you want to know what the big talk topic is going to be today? The big talk topic is going to be, it's not going to be a demijohn. Speaking at Columbia. You'll hear a little bit about that. And I'm sorry if you want to talk about that. You can talk about it after 9 o'clock, because I can't get fired up over a demijohn speaking at Columbia. I really don't care whether he speaks there or not. And it doesn't make any difference to me. Words don't threaten me. And I think the more he talks, the bigger an idiot he makes out of himself. So let him go ahead and do it. But there, you know, he shouldn't be there, and this is not the right place, and blah, blah, blah. And so that'll be one of the topics. But let me tell you what the big local one is going to be. Listen to this story. This is in the Rocky Mountain News, and it's already now made national news. As a matter of fact, I got a couple emails from friends working at other talk outlets that were asking me, oh, are you doing the story this morning? And what are people's takes on this? Okay, this is going to be the big thing. Colorado State University student newspaper drew national criticism on Friday for an editorial containing a profane reference to President Bush. Friday's edition of the Rocky Mountain Collegian featured a forward editorial that read, taser this, dot, 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 F, dot, 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 Bush, with the dirty word spelled out. The statement, said editor Dave McSwain, was a response to the tasing of a University of Florida student Monday who disrupted a forum with Senator John Kerry. The incident sparked debate about free speech. McSwain said the editorial was approved by seven student editors who make up the paper's editorial board. This isn't something we took lightly, he said. It's an unpopular thing to do, but free speech is sometimes unpopular. The editorial garnered a slew of negative comments on the paper's websites and an ire of conservative talk show hosts, including Rush Limbaugh. CSU officials said they got 12 to 15 complaints. All right. Now look. Here's the question. How much respect are we supposed to accord the President of the United States? Is the President of the United States, is this guy like the Queen, the King, the Pope? I mean, how much respect do you give him or her? Or is it one of these kind of situations where they're supposed to be on the same level as us? Because they're supposed to come from the people and represent the people, and in any nation in the world, including this one, people talk about their leaders in that manner. And there's also the question about free speech. Now, Somebody can print or write something, and you cannot like what they have to say, and you have perfect right to stand up, and you have perfect right to criticize them. And say, well, I just don't think that's right. And they shouldn't have done it. But to go in to an overdrive kind of witch-hunting stance and going nuts, which is what I predict some of these folks will do, is absolutely insane. Plus, on top of that, once again, here we go again, the same thing with like the MoveOn.org ad. Rush Limbaugh and these folks have no room to talk about anybody, either in the printed word or broadcast or anything else, because, hey, look at the stuff they've said. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones, as my mother used to say. But they'll pump this sucker up like you won't believe. John, do you think I'm wrong about this? This will be the whole big thing, right? Fire this kid, get him out of the newspaper, blah, 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 right? They'll go after him. They'll be
they'll go after him.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't.
Well, they will.
Fire him.
Yeah, they will. But, well, I don't know. I hope nothing happens to him either. But I'm saying that that's what they'll do. They'll fire up the electronic witch hunt. And the reason they'll do that is because, number one, they have a hypocritical sense of values. And also, number two, they feel that it's a good way to generate listenership and to get partisan outrage flowing. Look, but you know what? Let's be honest. Let's be real honest with ourselves, okay? How many of them, how many of you have used the F word in association with Bush, Cheney, Clinton, Carter? Well, every president you can think of. How many of you haven't said that? How many of you haven't said it? You know what it reminds me of? Here's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of when I was 18. And the big thing that you had to have in broadcasting was you had to have what they call an FCC first-class license. And you had to take, like, a big test. And it was packed with all kinds of math and what they call schematics and all this stuff. So you enroll in a school, and they help you get through the test. And when you've got 20 people in a classroom, and they're mostly males, and they're in their late teens and early 20s, they're going to sit there at times and talk. And in those days, we used to talk about the subjects of the things that were going on, people taking drugs, sex, all that kind of stuff. There was one guy in that class. Never forget this. His name was Henry All. And Henry had never had sex. Henry had never done drugs. Henry was saving it for marriage. Now, keep this in perspective. This is 1972. So I'm not going to say, and everybody in the classroom kind of looked at him like, what the heck? So I'm not going to say that there's not somebody who wouldn't call up here and say, well, wait a minute, I've never referred to any president in that manner. But I'm going to be the first person to come forward and raise my hand and say that I have. And you know something? I'd do it right here on the radio if I could get away with it. And I felt that way about George W. Bush, and I felt that way about Bill Clinton, and I felt that way about numerous other presidents. Ronald Reagan, George Bush's father, Jimmy Carter, as much as I like him, LBJ, haven't you? But what we'll do is now we'll get into this hypocritical kind of uptight type of stance, and they'll be after this guy, David McSwain. By the way, McSwain is no stranger to the national spotlight. As a senior at Arvada High School, he posed as a pot-smoking high school dropout trying to enlist in the Army for an investigative story on unethical recruitment practices. He taped conversations with a recruiter who encouraged him to manufacture a high school diploma and buy a detox kit to lick his drug habit. The story attracted attention from the national media, as well as U.S. Senator Wayne Allard, who called for an investigation into the matter. All right, should this kid be fired as editor-in-chief of this of Colorado State University newspaper? What's your what's your feeling about a newspaper run by students that would run a headline that says, Taser this, F Bush, 303? See, I kind of think, yeah, I'm kind of for it. I'm sorry.
Give him a raise.
Yeah, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Get off your indignant half-moons, and let's lynch this guy electronically. And you know what the beautiful thing about it will be? We'll do it at 719 so we can get it done before the other people do it on the other radio stations. Let us be the
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Sherwin-Williams Paint Store, I can save 25% on a wide selection of exceptional paints and stains. The thing I love about Sherwin-Williams is they've got everything. Incredible colors, coordinating palettes, and design inspiration, plus everything I need for any decorating project from start to finish. For a store near you, visit Sherwin-Williams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I love this country, and I love this state, but there are things that go on here that really, really bother me. And I don't know if you consider this one or not, but you ought to think about it. We're the only nation on earth that throws its children away for life. We've got 45 kids serving life without parole, thousands more serving hard time in adult prisons. And this is disgraceful. Colorado has received international condemnation for its harsh sentences. Change is in the air with the Juvenile Clemency Board, the first in the nation, and we had Governor Ritter on to talk about this. And what I think a lot of us are saying basically here is that some, not all juveniles, should be given a second chance. Please support the Pendulum Foundation so that they can provide programs that will transform the lives of these young men and women both inside and outside the system. Even Tough on Crime Texas has the innovative Giddings program that can work with kids who commit serious crimes and get them quickly through the system. Victims are among the biggest supporters of this unique Texas system. Support the Pendulum Foundation so they can bring similar changes and similar programs here to Colorado. They seek the support of legislators and our governor to implement programs that would really change the behavior of these young men and women and help them to become productive tax-paying citizens rather than continuing to cost us in Colorado millions every year. Incarcerating juveniles costs in adult prisons, it just costs millions of bucks every year, and it's not right. So you got to ask yourself, do you believe truly in redemption or do you believe in retribution? And it's time to look at punishment in a brand new way. Let's get this rolling here in Colorado. Please go to www.pendulumfoundation.com and also contact Governor Ritter and your legislators and tell them that second chances for juveniles, it makes not only fiscal sense, but it also makes common sense. www.pendulumfoundation.com.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., number FINRA and SIPC.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology, such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Ed Schultz.
Monday on the Ed Schultz Show, an open discussion on race in America. How do we move the country forward after Gina, Louisiana? Maybe this is why we can't pass immigration legislation. The country does have a big problem with race. I'm willing to talk about it. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, Monday at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, my God. America is crumbling and coming unraveled at 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. Mass paranoia is spreading. And one example of America coming undone is Friday's edition of the Rocky Mountain Collegian, in which they ran the headline, Taser This, F. Bush. And I can guarantee you that all these folks on the right-wing yak operations are going to go crazy and call for this guy, David McSwain's head. Now, come on. This is hypocrisy. How many of us haven't said this? How many of us haven't said this to authority figures? Regardless of your party, regardless of your politics. And who's Rush Limbaugh and any of these people once again? You know, we're back into the MoveOn.org territory. Who is Rush Limbaugh or any of these people to make any comments about anything that anybody says, considering the crap they put out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And I'm always one who's asking for documentation. You want it from me, I'll give it to you. And the best place to go to see it is go to Media Matters. I mean, it's all over the place. So you know what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, we should fire this kid. I think the kid should be given a reward. Let's go to John in the Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, great show. I love listening to you every morning.
Oh, thanks. You're very kind.
Yeah. And I kind of want to make a point. In some ways, I think you're going down the wrong tack here. I agree. Well, let me state first, I'm probably far more liberal than you are, at least from the way I've listened to things. And as much as I would agree with the sentiments of Mr. McSwain, you know, I've said that myself publicly to my friends, but I would never consider writing it in a newspaper, and here's why. This paper has some of the best that CSU has to offer in terms of journalism students and others who are making a career out of this. It's got a 116-year tradition of being a very good paper and won many, many prestigious awards. It's one of the few dailies that's out there in the college newspaper world. So I respect this paper a lot, even though many people on the right don't. In this one move, though, I think more thought should have been taken by that editorial board as to what they are doing to the future of the journalism students who work for this paper.
I don't think they're doing anything to them.
I don't know.
What harm do you think they're doing to them?
I think that many of the outlets or papers that these students would want to go work for in the future are going to say, oh, you're from that CSU rag that published that?
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, I've worked in the media long enough. I've worked in places that had scandalous reputations, and I'm still able to get good jobs.
I don't know.
You know what? These are college students, man. And you know what? One of the things you should do in both high school and college, I think, is you should test the boundaries.
Well, that's what
they're doing. They're testing the boundaries, and they ought to be applauded for it. I mean, how do you turn around and teach somebody that there's such a thing as free speech, but then you turn around and try to limit the free speech that they try to exercise?
My answer to that is it's not a free speech issue. They have free speech to do it. Just because you have free speech to say something doesn't mean you should say it. Okay?
Yeah, but then you're going to get into a situation of trying to decide what's appropriate and what's not, and who makes that decision about what to say and who doesn't make that decision about what to say, and I don't think you want that, and I certainly don't want that. Well, it sounds like that's the case you're making.
No, I think the case that I'm making in this case is that the real world probably will come down on this.
Well, so
and,
what?
Well, in terms of...
The real world of who? You know, let me ask you, real world of who? Rush Limbaugh?
No, not at, not at all.
Mr. OxyContin?
Not at all. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm trying to say things like, how about all the staff now who are forced to take a 10% pay cut because they've lost $30,000 in advertising revenue? This paper gets no support other than advertising.
That advertising revenue will return again. And if you're running a quality product and you're basing it on advertising input, and you're in a situation where you're not owned by a corporation that is beholden to Wall Street, and this is not one of those kind of media corporations, then they'll come back, they'll advertise again, and if they leave because they printed this headline of Taser This F. Bush, then too bad.
Well, that's easy to say that. I agree.
But it's not easy to say. It's a fact.
No, philosophically, I agree with you.
No, it's a fact. It's not that easy to say. I've been through it before.
This is the student bookstore that has pulled their advertising.
Well, then fine. Let them pull their advertising.
Okay.
I think they're wrong, and they should be criticized for it.
The point I'm trying to make, though, is that when you see enough people do this, and I don't know if you've read much. There's over 600 posts on the website. I follow this fairly closely. And when you start seeing people that are saying, you know, I've been a donor as an alumni for 20 years to this school, and even though the school has no control over the editorial content of the paper, and they start pulling, you know, their support
then
for the university.
Bad.
It is too bad.
Then goodbye.
What do you think the university is going to do? What do you think they're going to be forced to do?
I think what they're going to be forced to do is they're going to force to be that they're going to have to live with the situation, and that what they ought to do is they ought to explain to those people, and they ought to explain to folks that one of the biggest downfalls in this country is we live in a society here where everything is supposed to be painless and everybody's supposed to ride for free and everybody's supposed to get by without any kind of friction whatsoever. But the thing is, anytime there is some, then people get extremely upset because they don't understand the nature of the idea of a free press, and they don't understand the nature and the idea of free speech. And furthermore, okay, any of those alumni and anybody else, okay, who is conservative and is offended by this, you know what? They can start by cleaning up their own house, which is full of all kinds of mudslingers
and all kinds of stinky
individuals.
You know, I would like to see Ann Coulter be taken totally off the air for the horrendous things
she has said. I wouldn't want her to be taken off the air, but I don't think by attacking this newspaper and attacking this kid that to me it's a typical example. You know what it is? Let me tell you something. It's a typical example of how adults are. You know what adults tell kids? Let me tell you what adults tell kids. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Adults tell kids that smoking marijuana is bad. Then kids smoke marijuana. They realize it's not bad. And I'm by no means advocating everybody smoke marijuana. I'm just saying that they know it's not bad. So then what do? Ooh, mom and dad lied to me. Well, what else have they lied to me about? Well, sex. I'm not saying that every kid, I'm not saying that everybody should have numerous sexual partners either. But I want somebody to call me here and tell me, and I was talking to somebody Saturday night about this, I want somebody to call me here and tell me that sex isn't good. Sex is great, but you get told all kinds of BS about it, and then what happens when you find out when you have sex? Oh, adults lied to me. Well, here we go again. Free speech, the First Amendment, but if I go out and try to try that, then I'm in trouble. Oh, so then you lied to me again. And then we wonder why there's mistrust. Well, there's mistrust because you got to stop saying do as I say but not as I do. If you believe in a free press and you believe in free speech and you know that these things and then there is nothing free in this country or in the world, then you know that you're going to have to suffer some pain for it, and then you have to accept that. If you don't accept that, then we move into the area of censorship.
Right.
And let's be open and honest about that and just go, okay, fine. We're going to censor you.
Right.
Don't believe what we tell you.
And I am not asking for that, and you'll notice I have not mentioned once that I think that he should be fired or anything like that. I'm saying that I think he made a big mistake journalistically. I think he could have got his point across in a far more eloquent way.
Are you a journalist?
No. I used to be in that world, but I'm not anymore. But my point being that in this case, and I got to go, so I'll end with one thing, saying basically that I think he's done far more damage than he's done good, because he's just given the other side another reason to refer to us as the wacky loony left.
You know what? They don't need a reason. They don't need any kind of help. They find their own help every day. And what we ought to do is we ought to stand up and say to them, don't say anything about this kid until you intend to clean up your own damn foul mouths. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right. 734, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Definitely at peak volume. We are stacked up just about wherever you are. That includes our eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue at I-25, eastbound 270, southbound I-25 stop and go through Thornton and North Glen. And we're seeing that stop and go as well if you're on the westbound side of I-70 between 225 and Quebec. Weather outlook today. Expect a mostly cloudy day with showers likely through the day and into the evening. We'll get a high of 65, a low of 39, and right now it's 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Planning your next journey into the brave new world of business? With an innovative curriculum they call the Daniel's Compass, Daniel's College.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
People like Tom and Marvell Shear and Spanky Herrera and Colby Harris and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Julia and Juan and Adolph and others, what they'll do is they'll take you through the process, and it will not be painful and anxiety-ridden. And believe me, they'll work to get you a good deal. Why? Because in this cynical time, and it's very, very hard to get people to believe this, Rockies is in it for the long haul. That's basically what it's about, and that's why they've been around and been successful since 1982. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or go see them in person Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across three lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of them.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to good wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC good wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning. 7:38, 38 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
See me driving down the street.
1962. We're talking about Colorado State University student newspaper, which drew national criticism for running a headline like this up in Fort Collins. Taser this F. Bush. And now they're all upset. And I, you know what, I think more of us ought to refer to Bush with that. Or whoever else that's in power. I think I'll just take an anti-authoritarian aspect here. All right. Well, anyway, anybody on the right who wants to criticize this and go crazy, then you can explain all of the over-the-top, insane, psychotic, and delusional statements that you folks make on a regular basis. And I'm not trying to be so partisan to be unrealistic. And I know that there are conservatives, and I know that there are people on the right out there who don't conduct themselves in that manner. But I'll tell you, there's a lot in the media who do. And it's going to be interesting to see, like on Friday and also today, watch them start pointing fingers and being indignant about this thing in the newspaper and calling for David McSwain, the editor, calling for him to be bounced out of school and blah, 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 and on and on. And let's get the electronic, witch trials going here, because we're living in a McCarthyite period in this country anyway. Let's face it. Okay, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Mike in Inglewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm actually in my classroom, and I figured I'd give you a call.
Oh, great.
But, as a teacher, of course, I believe in the First Amendment. It's critical to have a society that's based on the values that it professes to have. And just like in the Cold War, where people sought to limit speech and the House Un-American Activities Committee and all that fun stuff, people forget Richard Nixon, don't they?
Yeah, they don't remember him sitting there and Parnell Roberts and the rest of those people cross-examining people about things they had said and had allegedly done.
Well, you know, this society will collapse on its own weight of ignorance if we don't allow discourse. And people might not like the vernacular that was used, but, you know, so be it. Hence, that's why we have a First Amendment.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you. And all those Republicans that can't take that advice, how about I'm more patriotic than they are, because I'm willing to work for half of what they're willing to work for. Thank you.
See you later. Yeah, man. I like that. Don't you like that? Okay, let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, it sounds like a Rod Serling's hypocrisy zone. You can just hear his voice, you know. You have now just entered the hypocrisy zone.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to get on the air today. They're going to rant and rave and go crazy and go nuts about all this stuff. And in reality, they will once again not look at the behavior of their own disciples.
Oh, you know that's right, and that's exactly what makes me mad as hell is when they're two-faced on that. I mean, come on, Coulter and Rush. Man, if I was Obama, I think I'd just go to Rush's studio just to slap him for the song he made about him. You know, they could do it, but you can't. And that's where we're weak at. The Democrats are weak on that, and if they just had a set, they'd stand up and tell them where to shove it and start running the same Karl Rove ads consistently. I would run them so hard, Jay, I'd make them cry. I mean, you want this? Oh, I'd serve them up a good old plate of pony loaf, just like what they do.
Yep, I agree. Well, I think we should have a dialogue about this in this country, and I think that we should have a dialogue about them constantly invoking this whole thing about decency and making comments and, you know, on and on, and we should force them to explain their own record to us, and nobody seems to do that, and it's disgusting. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
All right. And we don't make them own up to anything. Let's go to Matt in Arvada. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there, Jay. What's up? This is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I was just calling. I went to Pomona High School right up the street from AWS there, and I totally want to give my support out for Ms. McSwain. I also went to school out there, just to the sister school, UNC,
mm-hmm.
across the way. And I have a little story to tell you about an incident that happened out there to me that's kind of similar. I was going to a party with some of my friends, and I didn't know it was going to be a political party. But it was just, you know, a house party there just outside of campus on the other side from the university center. And so I show up at this party, and I have one of my favorite band's patches on my shirt, and it's got an upside-down flag because I felt that the country was in real distress with the Patriot Act and whatnot. This is right about when they enacted the Patriot Act the first time and started the Iraq War, which was on my birthday, unfortunately. So I like to voice my, you know, disdain for that. And also, so I'll go to this party, and these kids see that on my jacket, so they start this huge, like, political thing. They shut down the music, and some kid confronts me, you know, well, what's that all about and all this? And then continues, and so I dropped the F-bomb and said that about Bush, which ensued me into a big fight up there, and the cops didn't do anything about it when I reported it. The administration didn't do anything, you know. They just, they don't back up the liberals and people on campus. They don't support the students' voice, so.
Well, nobody likes dissent.
That's,
I mean,
right.
I mean, we claim we do, but we really don't.
No, of course not. But, yeah, so I just wanted to give my full support for McSwain because I think he's doing the right thing, and I was really proud when he stood up against the Army recruiters, too, because it's just, you know, nuts what they do, going to people's jobs, going to their, you know, houses all the time, bugging them like that. It's just, it's out of control.
Well, the whole idea of, this whole idea of, like, they constantly, and I don't have to even qualify who I'm talking about here because I think everybody knows, that they constantly have the high ground.
For sure.
And the rest of us are on the low ground.
We have to stop
standing for that.
For sure.
We have to call them out at every corner.
Yeah.
And every chance we get.
Yeah, and I'd also like to see more support. I was the only student that marched against the war when they had the CNN National Day for students to walk out of class. I walked out of each and every one of my classes that day. And I did get support from my professors. They all honked and cheered me on. And, you know, some students driving by on their way to class, but the Green Party, all the parties that I work with, nobody else would join me and walk out of class. Well,
that doesn't shock me about the Greens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially up north there. Hey, thanks so much, Jay.
All right, man. We'll talk to you again. See ya. Okay, let's go to Al in Fort Lupton. Al, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Al. I'm okay.
You know what? We're seeing the decline of print journalism. And editorials are supposed to further debate. And I think this is great. This kid's got a supporter for my life, which is a whole hell of a lot shorter than his.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, editorials are supposed to provoke thought, but apparently some people can't take the idea of provoking thought and having a dissent.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen this situation in big papers, in the Post, in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, where they've lost support, financial support. Well, you know, those people are the ones who produce it. And the people that buy the paper are the ones who support circulation. And, you know, if this thing develops into people buying the newspaper, great. I mean, maybe we'll see a little salvation for print journalism.
Yeah, I agree. And, oh, so the student bookstore decided not to run any ads. Well, listen, I mean, gee, whoa, boo-hoo.
Exactly. I agree. I mean, they'll come back because they've got no other voice, really.
Yep, I would agree. Al, thank you, man. Good call.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Now, why would the student bookstore, by the way, drop its ads? What do they hope to prove by that? 303-713-7600. What should happen to this guy, David McSwain, the editor of the Rocky Mountain Collegian? Because they taser this F. Bush. Well, I'm telling you right now that those on the right, they're going to be out after this guy like there's no tomorrow. Of course, never mind the extreme things that they say on a daily basis and the paranoia and hate that they whip up. It doesn't make any difference. This guy said F. Bush. Well, you want to know something? I happen to agree with him. And George W. Bush is not the only president I've said this about. I've said it about lots of them, including Bill Clinton and LBJ and Richard Nixon. And because, as I said before, come on. Anybody want to step forward and claim they don't talk this way? Yeah, they do. You do. You do. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still had some of that curiosity slowing westbound I-76 near 88. That was due to a crash that's been there for a while off on the frontage road. Southbound 225 stacked up through the DTC as usual. We're getting that slowing on the northbound lanes extending from Parker as well. And northbound I-25 really a struggle now between the Washington Street Bridge and Alameda. We don't have any crashes there, just extremely heavy traffic. Weather outlook, expect a mostly cloudy day with showers likely. High of 65. Right now, overcast and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With Rest Aid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most Rest Aid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of Rest Aid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Icon LASIK Center told you for a while that Icon LASIK has the most advanced custom LASIK technology available. Their laser vision correction team has the most experience in Denver with the best technology and affordable pricing. Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete with safe and affordable LASIK procedures. Icon is the only Denver LASIK clinic that has completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. Icon provides the newest technology like Intralase bladeless LASIK, and for as little as $4.99 per eye, you can get this done. So why not call to learn more about all your options? Financing is available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. So if you've been thinking about how much better your life would be with LASIK, now is the time to call 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Suggestion by email, my life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
Let's drop ecstasy in the water supply.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, sounds like I'm walking by Abercrombie and Finch.
Thunderstorms likely in a high of 62. And one of these places in the mall just hangs signs out that say, old people do not come in here. Instead of playing like all kinds of loud and obnoxious music, which you know will drive old people off. They do that. It's like supermarkets do that too. They play that kind of busy, nonsensical music. And the idea is to get you to take care of your business and get out. It's psychological. Or fast food restaurants do the interior in happy colors, bright and loud, so you don't feel too comfortable. All right, we're talking about David McSwain, the editor, and the Rocky Mountain Collegian, which ran the headline, Taser This, F. Bush. And, of course, you know. I mean, Limbaugh was immediately, Limbaugh was indignant. Yeah, never mind all the stuff he said. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, this is interesting. This came up this morning because I hadn't been to the peace demonstrations there at 52nd and Wadsworth in a long time. So I decided to go Saturday, and I'm just so fed up and angry about this whole situation in Iraq and you know, with what's going on with the Democrats and that. But so I made a sign, and usually I don't make signs like this, but it was just an expression of anger. I said, no more funding for this effed up war. So most people didn't mind and were driving by, and I got some people honked and some people put thumbs up, but there were people with people with kids in the car. So I just wondered what you think of having a sign like that out in public.
Well, it doesn't bother me. But I can see where people who would have kids in the car would probably be a little upset about it. I think that ultimately it might force them to have to explain what it means, and having them have dialogue with their kids about stuff is always a good thing. Of course, you can also consider this, too. You're going to make a lot of enemies, and there are a lot of people who you could maybe sell your case to who are not going to like what you have to say. And in the case of standing at a corner with a sign like that, you're out there trying to change people's minds. Well, the same thing with an editorial is out there making an editorial statement, but it's also, I think, hoping to change people's minds. So I think you got to take that into consideration, but I, bottom line, don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking it gives them an opportunity to explain to the kids. And that's what I was telling them, because they were yelling out the window going, change that F word, or, you know, something like that, or why do you got to use the F word? And I said, it's just an expression of anger, you know, and I thought, you know, it gives them a chance to tell their kids that, hey, this person's really upset, and this is the way they're expressing it. So, yeah, I was just curious what you thought about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. For me, it wouldn't bother me, but it would bother a lot of other people. But that's the whole idea about free speech, is that even if it does bother you, you have to live with it, because that's what the First Amendment is all about. And you know, to me, that'd be a wonderful way to have like maybe a little constitutional lesson with your kids. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Right,
Thanks for the call. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Greeley again. This time, we're going to talk about it with Gustavo Arellano, who writes "Ask a Mexican," which runs here in the Westward, right, and also originates out of the Orange County Weekly. And we'll see what his take is about making Mexicans the face of crime.
thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's just 60 minutes away, the United Auto Workers' deadline for a strike against General Motors.
We'd rather not walk, but that's the way things are. It's time to draw a line in the sand.
This is Rob Milford in Pittsburgh. 350 men and women in this metal stamping plant produce roofs and hoods and trunk lids. The morning shift raced to clock in, and they're just waiting for word on the strike deadline. One worker did tell me they're ready to strike, but they just don't want to. Rob Milford, CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Job protection and how much GM will pay for retiree health benefits were the main stumbling blocks going down to the wire. In the mountains of western North Carolina, the story of eight Boy Scouts and three Scout leaders missing on a weekend camping trip has a happy ending. Assistant Scoutmaster Rodney Jones says they've been found and they're okay.
Everybody's in good shape. A little tired, but happy to be there. And they said if they had cell service, they would have called us last night.
The Coast Guard is looking for six boaters who left Miami Saturday on a fishing excursion. Their boat was found off the Bahamas. Federal drug enforcement officials have capped an 18-month investigation into the sale of illegal steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs with raids across the country. Rusty Payne is with the DEA.
These manufacturers, these companies that manufacture these drugs and chemicals are not located in the United States, but mostly those are ones that we targeted are located in China.
Tight security is in place at New York's Columbia University, where Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaks a few hours from now. Some New Yorkers are eager to hear what he has to say. Others, not so much.
Opportunity for people to see head of state, the enemy head of state.
This is a democratic system. This is how it works.
The tactic is known as baiting, planting ammunition, explosives, and other contraband to lure Iraqi insurgents into the gun sights of American snipers. The problem, according to the Washington Post, is that the bait can also attract civilians. National Institute of Military Justice President Eugene Fidel says the tactic is problematic.
Anytime this kind of conduct comes to light, it has to be investigated, and I think will be aired in the course of some pending courts martial.
The Prime Minister of Israel is under investigation. CBS's Robert Berger has that from Jerusalem.
Israeli police are opening a criminal investigation into Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's purchase of a home here in Jerusalem. Investigators suspect bribery and fraud because Olmert bought the house at far below the market value. Olmert denies the allegations, but if indicted, he would be forced to step down.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice did the honors, ringing this morning's opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange. In early trading, the market is mixed. The Dow Industrials are ahead 3.5 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up less than one. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Still no sign of that three-year-old girl Denver police believe was murdered. More than 200 volunteers helped the cops look for Nivea Gallegos yesterday. Bloodhounds picked up a scent, but unfortunately it didn't lead to the little girl.
I think first off, from the heart, you don't want this child's body out there somewhere. I mean, for closure for the community at large, I think people care, thinking about this child out there with been discarded. That should never happen to anybody.
Police say her mother, who reported her missing Friday, was later arrested on suspicion of false reporting, being an accessory to a crime, and child abuse resulting in death. The mother's boyfriend was arrested on suspicion of murder one. Police haven't said why they think the little girl's dead. They say the body may have been wrapped in a plastic bag and dumped in a trash bin. The city requesting a delay today in trash pickup from dumpsters as that search continues. A lesbian couple plans to apply for a marriage license in Denver today and stage a sit-in until they can get one. They may have a long wait. They already know they'll be denied. Last year, Colorado voters supported a ballot proposal banning gay marriage and even rejecting a proposal that would give same-sex couples some of the same legal benefits as married spouses. And two new scopes off I-70 offering viewers a glimpse of a bighorn sheep herd clinging to survival in Glenwood Canyon. The $2,000 telescopes were set up at the no-name rest area. Wildlife officials hope the scopes will make the public more sensitive to the plight of the bighorn sheep. The herd is only at about 30. Biologists think disease and more noxious weeds at lower elevations may be part of the reason for the declining numbers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still pretty stacked up if you're on southbound I-25 trying to get out of Thornton and North Glen. Seeing those delays kicking in at 120th, and they stick with you all the way down to I-70. Northbound I-25, seeing the delays if you're anywhere between Evans and 6th Avenue, and eastbound 270 still struggling across Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy day with showers likely into the evening. High of 65, low tonight of 39, and right now overcast and 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save 25% on a wide selection of exceptional paints and stains. The thing I love about Sherwin-Williams is they've got everything. Incredible colors, coordinating palettes, and design inspiration, plus everything I need for any decorating project from start to finish. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Chance of thunderstorms likely, and a high of 62, about a 60% chance, and it's overcast out there now. I can't let this story go. I just can't let it go. And you know it was all over the media on September the 19th. A standing room only crowd of about 600 packed an auditorium at Island Grove Park in Greeley to hear about crimes committed by illegal immigrants as part of efforts to establish a local immigration and customs enforcement office. The meeting titled Illegal Immigrants, The Untold Story, and organized by Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck, who we've asked to come on the show numerous times, and we get no response because I guess Ken's buck, 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 buck. Has drawn criticism from Hispanic leaders as being one-sided because it highlighted crimes committed only by Hispanics. And it just blows my mind. Well, I decided I would get on our old friend,
and a man who writes a hilarious column that runs weekly in Westward and also runs in alternative papers across the country. Also has a book out by the same name called Ask a Mexican. You know, if you don't know who I'm talking about, I'll introduce you to him now. It's Gustavo Arellano. And Gustavo, good morning and welcome back to the show.
How's it going?
It's going real good. By the way, before we start this, what do you call a half Mexican, half Chinese person?
A soybeaner. So many different, or you could call them a combination plate, rice and beans, or chinksican too.
How about half Irish, half Mexican?
Oh, that's a classic. Leprechano or McBeaner.
All right, that's good stuff.
That's my column this week. I asked readers, if you're half Mexican and half some other ethnicity, let me know what you call yourselves. And I got so many responses. I'm continuing to get more responses, too.
So you're going to continue to print more of them?
Yeah, eventually. Like, what was a recent one that I got? Oh, it was half Cuban, half Mexican, a Caribbeaner. And they go on like that, even though there were that many ethnicities in the world sometimes.
That's great. That's great. Now, you've dealt with this topic before, and we've talked about it on the air before, you and I. All right, here's this district attorney, Ken Buck. He puts together this meeting. These folks show up, and they go into all of these crimes committed by Hispanics, of course, by illegal immigrants, and when they ask, like, the local police about gang influence, the local cops say, well, of the 513 known gang members in Weld County, none is an illegal immigrant. There's something about this that is just so fundamentally un-American and wrong. You want to talk about this a little bit?
It doesn't surprise me. It's disgusting as hell, but it doesn't surprise me. There's this idea that somehow illegal immigrants are just going to overwhelm the United States with their crimes, that they're terrorizing everybody, and that's just simply not the case. Of course, illegal immigrants do commit crimes. Nobody's denying that. Everyone commits crimes. But for I don't know the statistics really, but for instance, out here in Orange County, the mayor of the city of Costa Mesa, he wanted to give immigration powers to his police force because he said illegal immigrants were just committing way too many crimes. Well, when he made the statistics, he said something like, oh, like 10 to 15% of all our crimes are committed by illegal immigrants. And of course, that's 10 to 15% too much, but what about the 85% of legal residents and probably citizens who are committing those crimes? Really focus on people who are committing the majority of the crimes. Don't just focus on one particular group.
But it's the same move all the time to take. I mean, immigration and illegal immigration is a complex question, and there are folks out there that like to set up these straw man arguments, which are the same straw man arguments that were set up about Iraq and so many other things in life, which is if you raise your hand and say, wait a minute, this is wrong, and this has got to be motivated by political opportunism and hate, and that this is separate from the question of immigration, then what will happen is you'll get people to say, well, I guess you're for open borders.
Yeah, no, and the only reason the DA is holding this, and I find it very funny, but again, not surprising that he won't come on your show, is that he's just trying to create a name for himself. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys elect the sheriff out there, but if not, I'm sure he's going to try to run for office in a couple of years or
probably,
whatever.
Probably, the rumor is probably Congress.
Oh, there you go. Surprise, surprise. So he's going out there and saying, that way he could go to the voters and say, look, I'm tough on illegal aliens. I'm tough on crime. Elect me to office. I'm not like the Democrats who really want, one statistic that's thrown out that 93 sex offenders cross the border every day and all this other, you know, just actual lies. I would love to see the statistics that he was citing that night. I would just love it.
Yeah, well, we couldn't. We asked some people who had been there or had heard what had gone on. But we never could get an accurate grip here on what the statistics were, except for they were bandying around some statistics about meth use and about meth being transported here from Mexico. But strangely enough, even if that is true, strangely enough, they never leave out the other component to that, which is what race is the majority of people who are using these illegal drugs?
Yeah, I've actually, I don't know too many Mexicans who use meth. Our choice of drug is tequila, and everyone knows that. If he doesn't know that, he's insane.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who's, in other words, if there was no market for that, right?
Yeah,
it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't, depending on the drug of choice, the fact that it is coming to this country, it's just not, you know, Hispanics or whoever that are buying it. It's the American people. So if you really, specifically if you want to concentrate on drug use, then concentrate on the people who are actually buying it, not the people who sell it. That's so much. Of course, a big crime is selling it, but also get the people who are using the drugs.
There used to be a concentrated effort in this country, I think there was anyway, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and even into the early 2000s, to paint the face of crime to be black males. You always showed them taking, they were always shown in the media of taking perp walks and being in handcuffs, and you had a lot of that. Now it seems like the face of crime is becoming Mexicans.
Yeah, Mexican male. Exactly. When you turn on the television, when you hear statistics being bandied around in Congress or on state, you know, state houses, it's always going to be illegal aliens, which of course we know is code word for Mexican. And it's, in fact, the statistics show that in immigrant neighborhoods, the rate of crime is actually lower than in other neighborhoods. And this came out, I think the guys who did it were either from the University of Chicago or Harvard University. It's not some podunk university out in Wyoming or something like that.
And yet, that's never discussed, and you never find that shows up anywhere. I mean, matter of fact, I saw an article once in the New York Times that indicated that that where there's heavy immigration, crime levels have a tendency to go down.
Exactly, exactly. And, of course, that's always what I try to do in my column. One of my favorite columns that I did it a couple of months ago. A guy wrote in, and he said, why are Mexicans more prone to rape women than white men are? And he got that stereotype from this survey that's being cited by congressmen saying that there's a million sex offenders who are legal immigrants in this country, and 93 of them cross the border every day. Well, this woman just skewed the facts to make it seem as if there is this invasion of sex offenders coming to this country. But the reality is, Latinos who are in jail, of all the Latinos in jail, 11% of them are there for sex crimes. Of all the white people who are in jail, 22% of them are in there for sex crimes. So if we want to play games, we could say white men are twice as likely to rape than Latinos, but we're not going to do that because race does not determine one's criminality, for crying out loud. But if you pay attention to the Republicans, a lot of politicians nowadays, somehow it does.
8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we have Gustavo Arellano on with us, Ask a Mexican. It runs in Westward and runs across the country, and he's got a great book, too, titled the same name, Ask a Mexican. I was talking to some folks Saturday night. We were talking about illegal immigration. We were also talking about immigration. We were talking about the people who are involved in, you know, stopping illegal immigrants from coming in to the United States of America. Do you think they're well-meaning folks, or do you think that there are folks who are driven by racial prejudice and hatred?
Both. I actually recently conducted a town hall forum with some illegal immigrants, and also we brought in a Minuteman guy. And the Minuteman guy is like 20 years old. He's down there in Tucson, Arizona. He's this young guy, and you could tell that all he's concerned about is his family, that he doesn't like the fact that people are crossing, you know, it's specific right there in the border, there's a lot of criminals, like actual criminal drug runners and all that. So he doesn't like the fact that that's afflicting his house. But at the same time, he surrounds himself with some of the leaders who are flat-out racist, people who do say the American way is dying, you know, these Mexicans are not learning English, they're not trying to assimilate into life. So I think you could be opposed to illegal immigration up to a certain extent, but the minute you throw in culture, and that seems to be the one card that everybody eventually throws out, that's, to me, when you cross the line and you really, you know, your xenophobia comes through.
Yeah, you've heard this argument. Why do they have to fly those damn Mexican flags, and why do they have to have Cinco de Mayo, and why do they have to have this, and why do they have to have that? You've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in my response is, even let's not try to kid ourselves. Even when we had legal immigrants, those much worshipped legal immigrants that used to come through our Ellis Island, they were hated, too. They were, discriminated against. They were beat up because of their ethnicity. They were even deported out of this country, like the Chinese, for crying out loud. And the same arguments again and again and again. Why do they stick to their language? Why can't they learn English? Why do they fly their flags? Why do they have their ethnic ceremonies like St. Patrick's Day or the Feast of San Gennaro for the Italians? Why this? Well, you know, or the Chinese New Year, for that matter. It's so for these people to say somehow that Mexicans are not going to assimilate like in the past, it's a crock of lies. It's a total crock of lies.
Yeah, here's the thing that gets me. Why does anybody care?
You know, as great as this country is, probably I would say the biggest problem, the biggest historical problem we face is amnesia. We always forget, and we're always afraid. We have this paranoia in our, you know, in our American mindset that foreigners are going to turn over this country and make it into something else. And history, time and time again, has proven it. I mean, look at right now. In the 60s, it was communism. It was going to take us over. Now, you know, but I guess this lethal combination of Mexicans and Muslims is supposed to turn the United States into this big brown sea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And some of these folks that you talk to about this stuff, they're just irrational.
Yeah, no, talk to these people long enough, and they'll eventually start. I mean, I deal with it every week in my column. People sending the craziest questions. Sometimes they're earnest, but most of the times they're just flat out nutty. Like the one I told you about Mexican raping women, or a lot of times people send me these supposed studies saying 95% of outstanding arrest warrants in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. Like all these stats, and most of the times these stats on the internet, they've been disproven by the supposed surveys, and yet people, they continue to forward these things to both myself and other people just based on the fact, or they assume that the facts are real because it has, oh, illegal aliens. So anything that you say negative about illegal aliens has to be true, and if you dare try to say that these people do assimilate and they do contribute something to the American fabric, then you're obviously a liar and you're an apologist for the Reconquista.
You think that... You think this country is full of people who are afraid, insecure, and paranoid? I guess would be the right word. That we're now living in a society where people are scared. And if they're scared, what the hell's wrong with them? What are they scared of?
Like I said before, I think that's always been a part of the American mindset. You know, going back to the foundation of this country, really. You know, paranoid of the British, then paranoid of slave rebellions. Paranoid of Indians out in the West, and we got scared of the commies for a long time. Now we're scared of Mexicans. It's just part of what makes this country, and that, you know, for better or for worse. And I always tell people, I don't understand what you're so scared of. My parents came to this country. My dad was an illegal immigrant. They were both immigrants. My first language was Spanish. Here I am speaking English. I have total optimism in this country. Sure, there are problems with this country, but I have a feeling everything does and will eventually turn out okay. But most people, I guess, don't share that same faith that I do.
You know, I had a sad, a really sad call last week when I was talking about this from an African-American guy who was trying to make the case that Mexicans have never suffered the kind of indignity and racism that African-Americans have, and I said, oh, well, you want to have a hand-wringing contest? And then I asked him about two events, which I was kind of surprised that the majority of the audience didn't know anything about, and that I got some emails from people who claimed that what I was citing was obscure. And let me run these two events by you. One was the Zoot Suit Riots, and the other one was the death of the KMEX television reporter, was
Ruben Salazar, yeah,
Ruben Salazar, at the hands of the LAPD, which caused all of that trouble on the east side of Los Angeles, and these folks like had no knowledge of it.
No, these are not obscure facts. If you're a Mexican American in this country, those are like two of the most shameful episodes in American history regarding Mexicans. And of course, slavery was its own different dynamic, but let's not kid ourselves. There used to be signs, there was discrimination against African Americans up until the repeal of Jim Crow laws, but you can easily go on the internet and find signs that say no Mexicans, no dogs.
Yes.
Let's not forget World War II. The reason we even have Brown versus the Board of Education was because out here in Orange County, we had Latino Army veterans from World War II coming back to the United States and seeing that their children were still being segregated against, and they said, you know what, I almost gave up my life for this country. And for this country now to say somehow I'm relegated to a second-degree citizen, second-class citizen, forget it. I'm going to sue this country. So that's where we have Mendez versus Westminster, which served as a precedent for Brown versus the Board of Education. So for people who say Mexicans somehow have not experienced discrimination, it's absurd.
Yeah, I don't understand why people either don't know this or... you know, don't want to concede to it. It just absolutely blows my mind.
Americans, unfortunately, we don't study our history. If we know our history, we just skew it to fit our needs, and it's just not very nice to admit that this country was very, very racist up until 50 to 40 years ago.
Yeah, and you can make a case in some degree when you see what goes on in Greeley.
Continues,
you can make a case
I know.
That it continues. I mean, I think District Attorney Ken Buck is obviously either a racist or an opportunist. He's one of them. He's got to own up to one label because no normal, responsible public official would hold any kind of a forum like that.
I don't know the guy, so I can't say if he's racist, but definitely he's an opportunist. And it blows my mind that somebody would do that. And what's even more scary, that he'd get a packed house of about 600 just to hear about this crime wave. I'm sure the crimes committed in Greeley, many, many more of them are committed by citizens, by American citizens, than they would be by illegal immigrants.
Yeah, absolutely. Gustavo, good to hear your voice. Thank you, man. And thank you for coming on the show. And you'll be here in November. When are you going to be here in November?
Yeah, I'm going to be in November there. I believe November 14th. I'm going to be giving a lecture in Boulder through some, I can't remember the name of the museum right now, but they're bringing me in. So definitely let's do an in-studio that day and let's play Ask a Mexican with your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know that the door is always open for you here. I'll bring the banda music. You bring yourself and we'll be fine.
Thanks so much, Jay.
All right, man. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Take care.
There goes Gustavo Arellano. Check out his book, Ask a Mexican. You'll love it. And check it out in the Westword, one of the best alternative news weeklies in this country. Good people over there like Michael Roberts and Patty Calhoun. And Gustavo is there, and it's just a great read. He's one of the funniest guys and one of the cleverest guys that we've ever encountered. John and I just laugh and laugh and laugh at his columns, don't we, John? We just think they're funny, and they are funny.
Go look at today's column, or I guess it's from the 20th, but his latest one is really, really classic.
And, you know, maybe we should whip up that, after we get a look at traffic, maybe we should whip up a little bit of that Chestnut by Tom Russell, which is kind of...
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One of the roughest things to do is to beat down the cynicism about going to a car store. Most of us feel, I think I can safely say this, most of us feel that when you go in to buy an automobile, that you got to watch everything that they do, because if you don't, you're going to get taken advantage of. And I think we all feel that way. And that's something that's really hard to beat back. But I'll tell you something. If you go and you give Rocky's Autos a chance, it'll do a lot to chip away that cynicism. Rocky's has everything put in place, and that's why they're so successful. First of all, large selection, over 700 clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the largest in Colorado.
matching down incentive, numerous ways to finance. People who want to have a relationship with you, not just sell you a vehicle. And I'm talking about Tom and Marv Alshear. I'm talking about Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Julia, Adolph, Juan. These folks want to have a relationship with you. Rockies wants to have a relationship with you. What does that mean? Do they want you to invite them over for dinner? Well, I'm sure if you did, they'd probably come. But what they want to do is they want you to walk away with a sense that you got what you wanted and you were treated fairly, because they know by doing that, you'll come back and you'll tell other people about Rockies Autos. And that's one of the reasons why they've been as successful as they are since 1982. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every day, Monday through Saturday, from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or go out and see them. 63rd and Federal, right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Ed Schultz.
Monday on the Ed Schultz Show, an open discussion on race in America. How do we move the country forward after Gina, Louisiana? Maybe this is why we can't pass immigration legislation. The country does have a big problem with race. I'm willing to talk about it. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, Monday at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, so I want to know how we feel about illegal immigration and immigration on this show. Tom Russell says it best from his latest CD. Who's going to build this wall? AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's Minutemen in little pickup trucks who declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax the floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your wall? And I ain't got no politics, so don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down. I see strip malls, we see the shiny sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow? Muslims, we got fundamentalist Jews, We got fundamentalist Christians. They'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.
Russell. You want to find out more about Tom Russell's music, go to TomRussell.com. 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Looks like we're getting a lot of rain in the high country, so that is affecting I-70 west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. We've had some semis that have been slipping and sliding there, and so you want to be extra careful if you're making your way through there. Right now in the metro area, we're all good. We don't have any wrecks, just very heavy traffic still across almost all of your highways from the weather conditions. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to stay mostly cloudy into the evening with showers likely. Looking for a high of 65 right now, 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pick up the new Rocky Mountain Superpass Plus with unlimited skiing and riding at Winter Park and Copper, plus 6 days at Steam.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Ugly. And Front Range Preventive Imaging offers the EBT heart scan for early detection of heart disease, and this is just the best thing to do. So hop on the phone and get this done. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN, or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. But call them. 303-443-SCAN.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD.
You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. NuvaPrint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, NuvaPrint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of NuvaPrint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Gonna moan and wail those blues. 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms likely. High today, 62. And it is cloudy out there. All right, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to former Mayor Wellington Webb, and we'll find out why it is that he has signed on to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and why he thinks she's more qualified than John Edwards, Barack Obama, or any of the other candidates out there. On the backside of the hour here, I want to take a couple of minutes. I don't know if you want to respond to this or not, but because today, Monday, is usually... Mondays are traditionally very, very slow news days. So if something, anything happens, the 24-hour news cycle sucks up on it and runs it. And what you're going to get all day today... is you're going to get this story about President Ahmadinejad, who is supposed to speak at Columbia University. And he's supposed to speak today at Columbia University. And there are a lot of people who are upset about him coming. And you know the usual chorus of cranks will be out there screaming and yelling. I'm not saying that this guy is a good guy. I don't think he is a good guy. As a matter of fact, I find him to be disgusting. But here's the question. Do we believe in free speech once again? That's a free speech question. I mean, do we believe in free speech? And if we do, then do we allow Ahmadinejad to go to Columbia University and to speak? Are you for this or you're against it? I made the comment earlier in the morning that while I don't particularly like him, it doesn't bother me that he's doing it. Because, listen, I'm always open to hear what he has to say. Even though I think that his bearings are out of round, it's okay with me. I want to know what he has to say. I want to know what he's thinking. I can't understand why we can't get together some kind of and enter into some kind of direct dialogue with the Iranians about what's going on in the Middle East, and also just about what's going on in the world, instead of saber-rattling towards them every 5 minutes and saying, well, we're going to punish you unless you do what we say. And this idea, well, we can't allow them to have a nuclear weapon. And I think there's some validity to that, but I also think there is some validity in trying to work with people to get them to do the right thing as opposed to trying to beat them into submission and doing the right thing. And what we've been doing with the Iranians now for the better part of God knows how many years is we've just been exchanging verbal shots back and forth and making all kinds of demands. And the rumors go around that we're going to bomb Iran. That goes on. But Ahmadinejad, should we let him speak or should we not let him speak here? 303-713-7600. I don't have any problem with him coming here because we do have the UN here. And you have to, part of having the UN is you have to let people in who are not popular, who you don't particularly care for. And I also don't mind him going to Columbia University because I think it not only teaches him a lesson, but I think it also teaches the Iranians a lesson. And the lesson is that we do believe in free speech here, and that you couldn't get away with the same thing in Iran. That's And so once again, it's a selling of the American ideal. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Sonny in Littleton. Sonny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I believe in free speech like you were saying, but I don't believe, I think free speech to him should be on a telephone. I don't think he should be let into the country. I consider him a terrorist.
Well, first of all, you got a couple of problems with that theory. Number one, he is the head of the Iranian government, and if the UN convenes, he has a right, like every other head of state, to attend that, so he's got to be allowed to be in the country for that. And then number two, don't you think, you know, you consider him a terrorist, but what terrorist activities has he carried out and have the Iranians carried out directly towards the United States on American soil?
Okay, none on American soil, but they did have some hostages back in the early 80s.
Well, yeah, but we resolved that problem.
Right. But what I'm saying is one of the hostages, if I remember right, I watched on the news, said that he was one of the hostage takers.
Well, they've never been able to prove that. They think that that's true, but they've never been able to prove it. And, you know, you can get into the, you know, you can delve into the complex history between the United States and Iran, and there was a reason for those hostages being taken, and there was also a reason for the rise of the Ayatollah, and part of the reason for that had to do with the United States, which overthrew a democratically elected government there in the 50s, the Mossadegh government, and installed the Shah, who was very, very autocratic and brutal.
Right, I understand that. But still, what they did to the United States is, you know, it's a terrorist act.
Well, okay, but what about what we did to them?
Well, they could have the same feelings towards us.
Okay, well, you know, then if they have the same feelings towards us, where does that get us in the world?
You know, that's a good question. But,
I mean, Is it better to talk and try to defuse the situation, or is it better to be at odds and threaten each other?
No, I agree it's better to talk, but I wouldn't give them a free rein letting them travel around the United States because I don't trust them.
Well, he's not getting a free rein to travel around the United States. Columbia University is in New York. Which is the same place that the UN is. And what better way to demonstrate? Look, if anything, we can take the moral high ground, which we should always be able to take, because we can say, look, we allow you to go to universities in the United States and speak your mind no matter how much we disagree with you, no matter how painful it is. But I bet you we can't do the exact same thing again. We wouldn't be able to do this in Tehran now, would we? And if he's any kind of a man and he believes in his government and in his system of rules and laws, then he should allow somebody from the United States with an opposing viewpoint of the Iranian government to come there and speak to students.
Yeah, you know, I see your point, but, you know, it's just, it just seems like it would be hard to deal with a guy like that doesn't even acknowledge the Holocaust, who says...
Well, listen, there's a lot of people in this country, there are a lot of Americans in this country who don't acknowledge the Holocaust.
Right. Unfortunately, they are American, and we really can't do anything about it because of freedom of speech. But, you know, if it's the head of a state, you know, I say, you know, don't even let him in, you know.
Well, see, I've already been over this with you in the beginning. You can't do that
because
it's either that or move the UN to some other place.
Right. I understand what you're saying, Jay, but since that's the case, he goes to the UN and that's it. That's all he's welcome is in the UN because we have
all right,
to.
Let me ask you something. What harm does it do to have him speak at Columbia?
You know, the harm is just to give people a bunch of BS and think that they're going to believe it.
First of all, do you think anybody's naive enough and undereducated enough, number one, to believe what he's selling? That's number one. And number two, there are a lot of people in this society who give people a lot of BS, and we don't do anything to them.
No, I understand that, but why let him on our soil? If he's going to give them BS, you know, because if you tell 1,000 people that Iraq is God, unfortunately, 10 of them are going to believe you. You know what I'm saying by that?
No, I don't agree with that.
I think, you know, you're going to get a certain percentage of people that are going to believe anything.
Well, and even if you do get a certain percentage of people who believe it, as long as they don't take any action and he doesn't make any threatening statements or incite anybody to any threatening action, then who cares whether they believe it or not? Everybody has a right to believe in whatever they want to believe in, even if it turns out in the end to be wrong.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're probably right on that. But, I just don't like the guy. That's all.
Well, there's a lot of people I don't like, but I wouldn't stop them from speaking.
Yeah. Well, Well, you put up a good argument, you know, but it's just maybe it's just my feeling that I won't change, you know. But you definitely, you know, made a lot of sense to me.
All right, Sonny, have a good day, man. Stay dry.
You too, Jay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
I think he should be allowed to speak. I don't like him. I don't agree with what he has to say. And I don't agree with what George Bush has to say, but we allow him to speak. And I think Ahmadinejad is considerably more intelligent than George Bush. That's the problem. It's a chess game. He's moving pieces to try to strengthen relations in some fashion, or he wouldn't be doing this. And I think he should be allowed to do it. I think we should open our, be the, you like to say, stand on higher ground than where George Bush has stood.
Why are we always so scared of everything?
Well, just like the gentleman before, you know, he said you made a lot of sense, but he's still not changing his mind. That doesn't make any sense in itself. I mean, you completely disarmed him. You completely, you know, made him realize that what he was saying was incorrect. But yet he still fears Ahmadinejad because he thinks he's going to do something or somebody's going to, you know, listen to him.
Yeah, you know, it surprises the way this country acts at times, it surprises me that anybody even goes out of their house. No, really. We're always so scared.
I agree. I agree.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, we should stand on higher ground, open our arms, say, look, we're going to be the better people here. What are we always telling our kids when they go to school and they have some kid picking on him? Don't hit him. Open your arms up to him. Shake his hand. Become his friend. You know, that's what we try to teach on the moral grounds of saying, you know, we want to stand in the right place and we want our children standing in the right place. But as a country, we don't feel, or there's a certain percentage of us that don't feel we have to stand in the right place and extend the same rights that we have here in the United States of freedom of speech, or, you know, our freedom of thought, even, to anybody around the world. Just because they're not Americans doesn't mean they shouldn't have freedom of speech.
You know what? In the end, the best salespeople for the American way of life are you and I, are us, are the American people. Let him go there and let him speak, and let his arguments fall or stand on their own merit, and show him that when we talk about free speech, when we talk about democracy, we mean it. We just don't mouth it. Jeff, thanks, man.
Take care, Jeff.
All right. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, you got sluggish ride just about wherever you are. That continues to see slow down southbound I-25, 120th to 84th, and then again into the downtown area. Northbound I-25, not much improved from Washington Street toward Alameda. And we still have the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike bogged down between Sheridan and Church Ranch. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly cloudy day. Showers likely through the day and into the evening. High of 65 tonight, low of 39. And looks like tomorrow it'll dry out and be a little warmer. Right now, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the final week of the Denver Art Museum's baseball exhibit, Capturing America's Game, photographs of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Wear your favorite baseball.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Monday at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Computer problems, PC Answers. Network problems, PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business, PC PC Answers. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have technology needs, call us. Fast, friendly service, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Fall is coming on fast, and lots of regular rain gutters have sagged or pulled off homes completely because of last winter's storms, but not the LeafGuard gutter system. The LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. So think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them J. Marvin sent you, and you'll receive and be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings, not on the ground, with LeafGuard. And don't forget, tell them that I sent you. Say J. Marvin sent you and save that money.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called Rest Aid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of Rest Aid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With Rest Aid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most Rest Aid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of Rest Aid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
Right now, J. Marvin in your car. After the show, J. Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:55. 55 minutes past the hour here, AM760 Progressive Talk. Mayor Wellington Webb coming up here after 9 o'clock to talk about Hillary Clinton and his endorsing of Hillary and getting involved with her campaign. Shout out to Tiger Dave. You rock, Tiger Dave. And also, we're talking about Adi Majad visiting New York, whether he should speak at Columbia. Here's Bob in Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again. Listen, of course, he should be allowed to speak. We're a free country. This is what we espouse. We espouse freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we try to spread this idea around the world. It makes no sense for us to try to restrict this gentleman, even as unsavory as he might be to many, myself included. We still have to allow him to speak. We have to take the moral high ground. And as a matter of fact, Khrushchev, when he spoke at the UN, when he took his shoe off and pounded on the podium, said that he was going to bury the U.S. in communism. We had nuclear weapons pointed at each other. And we still had dialogue with the Soviet Union over all those years.
Yeah, that's true. And he was allowed, Khrushchev was allowed to travel the country here and also to meet with people.
He went shopping.
Yes.
on the day that he did that, he went shopping and took a tour. And, you know, people don't understand history. If they don't pay attention to history, you know, they will be swayed by emotions. But they need to understand. We have to take the moral high ground. Allow this man to speak. You know, people will understand where he's coming from and make decisions. We all know what he's about. But we have to show the moral high ground.
I agree 100%. You know what? And if we don't let him speak, then we play into his hands.
Absolutely.
Because then he turns around and goes, I told you so. I told you so about them.
And we can't allow that to happen.
Exactly.
You know, we have to be bigger than they are.
You got it. Bob, thank you, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're the best. See you later.
All right.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to former Mayor Wellington Webb. He has endorsed Hillary Clinton and is going to be involved with her campaign. And we'll ask him. We'll ask him, can she win? Or is she too polarizing? And please, Your Honor, sell us on Hillary Clinton. Stick around, we'll talk to him, then we'll go into open phones.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
You know, good things just make me happy. So when I can find those good things on sale, that makes me really happy. Right now at my neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store, I can save 25% on a wide selection of exceptional paints and stains. The thing I love about Sherwin-Williams is they've got everything. Incredible colors, coordinating palettes, and design inspiration, plus everything I need for any decorating project from start to finish. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new Deuce procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The deadline has arrived.
The mood is we'd rather not walk, but that's the way things are. It's time to draw a line in the sand.
Nick Melsner, an official with the United Auto Workers Local in Pittsburgh. The union has pledged to negotiate until this hour with the threat of a walkout against General Motors if there's no deal on a contract. As reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ in Detroit reports, bargainers from both sides have been at the table since yesterday.
The big hang-up is job security. The union wants guarantees that certain plants will get certain products. It's difficult for GM to give those guarantees with the uncertainty of the marketplace going forward. The union says it's shocked and disappointed in what it calls General Motors' disregard for its workers.
A global climate summit is underway at the United Nations with leaders of dozens of nations taking part. President Bush is not in attendance. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's spearheading efforts by the states to deal with the crisis, is at the summit to urge decisive action.
The current stalemate between the developed and the developing worlds must be broken. It is time to come together in a new international agreement that can be embraced by rich and poor nations alike.
Federal authorities say it's the biggest anti-steroid operation they've ever carried out. This morning, an 18-month investigation came to a head as agents arrested more than 120 people and confiscated millions of doses of anabolic steroids. The DEA's Rusty Payne.
We seized 56 underground drug labs, specifically steroid labs, and also HGH, human growth hormone, and other ancillary products.
And Uncle Sam says more than 30 Chinese companies supply the illegal labs with chemicals needed to manufacture the steroids. In about 2.5 hours, Iran's controversial president makes an appearance at Columbia University. The invitation to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stirred an impassioned debate with politicians and students vowing to demonstrate. One of them is senior Ari Gardner.
As he's speaking to us, students in Iran are being persecuted, are being silenced.
Relief in western North Carolina, where 8 Boy Scouts and 3 adult leaders have been found safe after a night in the mountains. Assistant Scoutmaster Rodney Jones says the group had plenty of supplies.
Couldn't ask for a better outcome. They were, as the scout motto says, they were prepared.
Now, the scouts apparently strayed off the hiking trail by mistake and decided to camp for the night rather than try to find their way in the dark. Purdue University wants to find out just how well today's technology can help in the event of an emergency. What's being called the first test of its kind is scheduled to begin at this hour. Text messages being zapped to 10,000 volunteers, email alerts to 50,000 other members of the university community. Purdue spokeswoman Jean Norberg says there are some serious questions on such a large campus.
There's a real concern about how clogged the system would get, how much that would degrade the actual delivery time, and whether or not it would bring down the entire system.
Now checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 41 points, the NASDAQ ahead 16, S&P 500 up 2. This is CBS News.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony.com, where we match singles across 29 dimensions of compatibility. And right now, not only can you log on to eHarmony.com and get your personality profile, you can also review your matches all for free. Aren't you curious to see who you would be matched up with according to compatibility? Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver police are requesting the delay of trash pickup today to give them and volunteers more time to search trash bins and dumpsters for the body of a 3-year-old girl they think was murdered by her mother's boyfriend.
This is not a happy search. This isn't, you know, this isn't finding something that would be pleasant, but it would help some people out.
Her mother reported Nivia Gallegos missing Friday, but then she and her boyfriend were later arrested in connection with the girl's disappearance. The boyfriend's been charged with murder one. A hearing is set for today or tomorrow on a controversial editorial in the student newspaper at Colorado State University that has some campus GOPers calling for the editor to be fired. The editor is defending the editorial in Friday's edition that said only, "Taser this, F Bush." And a new study of Denver schools says students learning English in poor schools perform worse than students in schools with less poverty. Gee, what a surprise. The report says a key difference was that students in the wealthier schools were typically immersed in English and were not aided in their native language. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're getting some very heavy rainfall in Boulder, and that has created a backup along the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike between Wadsworth and your outskirts of Boulder right there at Foothills Parkway. So just be aware of that if you are westbound and Boulder-bound there on the turnpike. Westbound I-70 also shut down east of the Eisenhower Tunnel, again due to weather problems and multiple wrecks along that stretch. Weather outlook today, you can expect it to be mostly cloudy with showers likely and a high of 65. Those will
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Paul, it's there, and what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to get through it and hope that we don't have like a really, really heavy winter. That's what we're going to hope. Although, I guess if you ski, then you don't mind, right? You don't mind if there's a lot of snow. Now, I mentioned earlier in the 6 o'clock hour I'd bought a bike. Mary and I bought bikes over the weekend. I was going to go do a little bike riding after the show. Kind of as a workout type thing to augment my normal workout because I haven't been on a bike in 30 years. But now look at it outside. I don't know if I want to go out and bike because I'm a wimp. I get cold. Actually, that's one of the things that happens after gastric bypass is that you get sensitive, I think, to cold weather. So I'm a lot more colder now than I used to be, even though I'm, you know, down to now battling off, trying to get off the last 25 pounds. So we'll have to see. We have to be prepared. And also, does your emotional mood go down, go bad, go dark when it's dark outside, when it becomes winter? John Turk admits to me that his does. And I said to John, mine does too. So John and I ought to be in here in about another month and a half, and we ought to be at each other's throats big time because we get cranky. And I've lived in places where the weather, when the weather really, really gets cold and people can't get out of the house, then they get cabin fever. And man, oh man, oh man, they will call you about everything you can think of and scream at you, even if what they're calling about, you don't have anything to do with it. It has nothing to do with you. Particularly when it's a heavy snow area and they don't feel that their streets were cleaned fast enough. They call you and they start giving it to you about it because they're angry and they don't have anybody else to take it out on. So there are people out there that have that, what do they call that, that seasonal dysfunction order? Dysfunctional season disorder or whatever it is, where if you just don't get enough light, you have a tendency to be depressed and you get cranky, and they say that you should put these lights in your house, and I've tried those lights, and they've never worked for me. But let's hope at least tomorrow we'll see some sunshine. And you know what? We will. It's going to be mostly sunny tomorrow. But the high is only going to get up to 68, and the lows are getting into the 40s now. So we are spiraling towards winter. Okay. Let's talk to one of my favorite people in the whole world. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb, who lives down the block from me, but I never see him. I've never even been invited to his house. That's okay. I wouldn't invite. No, I would invite him to mine. I'm only kidding. But I don't think he should invite me to his. Anyway, he's signed on to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and we've got him on the line. And let's ask him why. And, Your Honor, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay, you're welcome anytime.
And you know what? Your book was a great read, and it was marvelous.
Thank you very much. It's the first time I attempted anything like that. And a lot of work, praise out goes also out to Cindy Broski, former reporter, Denver Post, who also helped me with the book, and also my daughter, who made sure I took things out of there I could get sued for, which were some of my opinions.
Well, you should do a second volume with things I couldn't say in the first one.
Yeah, it's good to have a lawyer in the family.
Yeah, it is real good to have a lawyer in the family. And that's true, too. I go down there all the time by your house, but I never see you out there. You're a busy man.
Well, yeah, I've got a consulting business, and out of all times, I have a real estate development firm at the time, you know, worst housing crunch in the world. So housing is difficult to do, but we're still buying some land. So, and then I'm also the president and CEO of Colorado Black Chamber of Commerce. And then, you know, in my spare time now, I've signed on to be one of the national co-chairs for the Clinton for President campaign.
All right, let's talk about that. Why Hillary Clinton and why not John Edwards? Why not Senator Barack Obama? Why not Chris Dodd? Why not Bill Richardson? Why Hillary Clinton?
Well, let me just say, first of all, that we have an embarrassment of riches in the Democratic Party. Each of the candidates, I don't know how many we had, 8 or 9. I mean, Chris Dodd's a personal friend. He came here when running. Bill Richardson is a personal friend who I do business in New Mexico. Barack Obama, I met, you know, when he was first running. He's from Chicago, which is my, you know, the city of my birth. And John Edwards, I met, you know, when I was campaigning for John Kerry. I know all of them. I also know Hillary Clinton as a policy wonk, as a person that has been there in the White House advising not only the president but others. I know her from her long-term career of non-elected public office. You know, I think a lot of times that we don't give spouses, you know, one of the worst things I heard somebody say the other day, well, you know, she's a spouse. Well, you know, well, that went over in my household. yeah, she is, but, you know, women in many cases, more than men, defer their careers in order to help and propel their husbands to do extremely well in the positions that they're taking or whatever they may be doing. And that doesn't mean that they're not smart. It doesn't mean that they couldn't have got elected on their own. It doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to lead. After having been mayor of Denver for 12 years, one of the things I found is that it's like being able to drink water out of a fire hydrant without drowning. To me, it's one basic question. Which person do you think is the best one to lead this country on day one? And my comfort level with Senator Clinton is of the belief that she is the best person suited with maturity and temperament and the ability to get the kind of team necessary to protect us abroad, to make sure that we're protected from terrorism and to create a domestic agenda, which we presently now do not have. And my comfort level is many of us are allowed to sit around the table and help make policy as opposed to someone else making policy and then tell us what it's going to be.
What about those objections to her? And I know you've heard all of these. Okay, here's the biggest one. She's too polarizing.
Yeah, I've heard that. Well, you know, they said that she couldn't get elected senator of New York. They said she's too polarizing. She's too divisive. Republicans wouldn't vote for her. And then she wins first time out in a state that she hadn't been in that long and carried Republican areas as well. They said she couldn't get reelected because she wouldn't do the work of senator because she'd be running for president. And what they found was she was a junior senator from New York. She did all the hard tasks, and the people in New York overwhelmingly supported her for reelection for the Senate. Now, there are those that think she's polarizing. Well, you know, if a woman's smart, yeah, I guess, you know, she might be polarizing to some. I've seen some women say, well, that's a man's job. As a matter of fact, I know a couple that said, to my wife, I'd vote for you for mayor, but I wouldn't vote for your wife, and I was a member of her family. But they have a certain generation. I don't believe that either. I believe that this country needs a new direction. I believe that the more people get to know Senator Clinton, I think they'll be supportive of her. And then the last issue about turning back the clock, the American public determines who they want, whether it's George Bush Senior, George Bush Jr., Bill Clinton, or Hillary Clinton. And I think that each, you know, in each of those individuals, they're individuals in their own right. And we ought to judge them as that.
But you have to admit, conservatives, no, I don't want to use that term, conservatives, diehard members of the GOP have a thing about the Clintons, and I wonder, does that bleed over into uncommitteds? And moderate Republicans, does that bleed over?
Well, I mean, some of it might, but, you know, then there are a lot of diehard Clinton supporters that fight extra hard to make sure that the bleeding doesn't occur. Now, you got to remember, I'm a 6'4" guy with a mustache. And if I had listened to conventional wisdom when I was running, they said, well, you know, you can never get elected mayor at Denver. You know, the city's, your black population in Denver is less than 12%. How are you going to do that? People aren't going to vote for you. And I said, well, you know, some people are going to vote for me because I'm black. Some people are going to not vote for me because I'm black. But the majority of the people are going to vote for me based upon what I say, what my positions are, and what my track record is. And I'm willing to live with that judgment. Senator Clinton's willing to live with that judgment.
Do you think she and the people around her are too big business friendly?
No.
And I have nothing against big business. I just don't want them running the entire store.
No, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think this is a big country. You know, when you get elected, you're supposed to be representing everybody. When I was elected mayor, you know, one of the first issues they asked me, would you accept a membership of the Denver Country Club? You know, they don't have any black members. I think they had one. Probably still just have one. At least it was two when I was there. And I said, yeah. You know, when I got elected mayor, I said, I'm going to be supporters of everybody in the city, regardless of whether they're a small business guy, a big business guy, so long as I treat all of them equally and fair, don't give anyone advantages over the other. But I tell you what I know will not happen. we won't have the kind of tax breaks for the wealthy that we've experienced under Bush. We're not going to have an out-of-control budget like we've had under Bush. We're not going to create huge deficits like we have had under Bush. You know, when I look back at the Bill Clinton presidency, you know, we had a balanced budget and had money in the bank. And supposedly for fiscal responsible folks, that's one of the main things they're concerned about. I have no illusions that the race is going to be easy. It's going to be a tough race. Running for president's a tough business. And I think that we have the kind of team put together around the country. And she has the skills necessary to be the next president of the United States and nominated here in Denver, Colorado in August of 2008.
What about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama as her vice presidential choice?
I love Barack Obama from the standpoint that I think he's extremely bright. I think that he, along with Bill Richardson, John Edwards, and others, many of them are great vice presidential candidates. I was with Andrew Young Saturday in Nevada where I was doing some campaign stuff. And I know Andy Young was saying, you know, I'm a supporter of Obama for president, but just not in 08. Because I think I want a little more maturity on his side. Because at a certain age, and I remember when I was young, first time I was elected, I was 30. I thought I knew everything, and I was a pretty smart guy. And I had lived long enough to know what I didn't know. Because there's a certain part of the experience that you get from living. And so from that standpoint, that Senator Obama is going to be around for a long time. And I think he's a national leader on the scene now that has carried himself extremely well, and he's going to be around. As far as Senator Clinton, this is her, just being frank, this is her shot, this is her only shot. She doesn't, and you know, she's done, but she still will continue to be a member of the United States Senate.
Boy, I got to say, though, Senator Obama's one of the most impressive guys I think I've ever interviewed. Oh. I've interviewed him like four, five, six times.
Well, no question about that. But you're a liberal intellectual.
I don't know if that's true, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, no. You're a smart guy. You know, sometimes I listen to you, and you come up with these intellectual arguments, and sometimes people get upset because, you know, when they can't get you, then they get mad and want to say things all that, you know, the logic is planted somewhere in midair. But I think that he is impressive. And for me, I've been in meetings where I've seen Hillary and I've seen the president. And until there's a difference in executive branch and legislative branch, and I've seen, you know, even on the issue that was ahead of her time, you know, people talk about the health care issue. Well, the health care issue, everyone agrees that's one of the biggest issues in the country. She was just 8 years too soon.
Yeah, that's true. I give that to you totally. All right, let me ask about one other.
Sure.
What about John Edwards? I mean, I really like John Edwards.
John Edwards is a smart guy. He's was a good United States senator. I think he has a good shot. I mean, if you look at it just purely on administrative experience, the best candidate is Bill Richardson. If you look at it just from that perspective, because he's administered the government. I mean, he had to make day-to-day decisions about government, and has done a lot for New Mexico. A couple of those things I wish we could do in Colorado, like free college education for any student that graduates from a Colorado high school, which they can do in New Mexico. But I think that, again, I would, you know, our bench right now is so deep. I would take somebody off our bench who hadn't played in the game and put them against any of their first team.
Yeah, that's very, very true. They basically do not have anybody.
Right. I mean, we have a deep, for the first time, you know, and the country's turning, you know, and one of the things, Jay, if you remember in the book, I said I thought that the key to the White House is through the West. And I've been preaching
that. That's true.
These Eastern establishment that, for a while, the Democratic Party, we weren't a national party, but, you know, again, as Will Rogers said, I don't belong to an organized party. I'm a Democrat.
Right.
We were only in California and along the East Coast. we abdicated the entire Rocky Mountains in the South to the Republicans before the election ever started. And so for the first time in history, all these, you know, blue states are turning purple. And, you know, and I think we have a shot at carrying Montana, Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. And when you have to campaign in all 50 states as opposed to before you only had to campaign in a few, it changes the electorate. And I believe Hillary also has a chance to carry Arkansas and maybe Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think we should force the GOP to run in every state, not just in a few.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, we should challenge everybody they have running for office and force them to be everywhere all the time instead of in the past conceding parts of the country and then just giving it to them.
Right. And, you know, it's not a it's not one of those issues that some people like to care about. But when you look at the Democratic candidates, Democratic Party candidates running for president, you see a reflection of America.
Yeah.
That's a pretty homogeneous group there that's running on the other side. They got the same barber.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy's, you know, it's not much difference. Same tie. I mean, it's a different, you know, it's a different group.
Yeah, same rhetoric.
You know, except for Tom, and you know, but I guess we got Gravel. So, but it's on the extremes. But it's a different. You see diversity within our group, and you see a homogeneous, same old on the other side.
Yeah.
But you know, I give him credit. George Bush, when he went to New York and went to that one big donors fundraiser, he said, well, you're supposed to be the richest 1%. Well, you are my constituency. He didn't hide it.
No, he's not hiding it. I think it speaks volumes that the Republicans would not debate in that Hispanic forum, nor would many of them want to debate in the African-American forum either. They want to stay away from it.
Right, right. Absolutely.
I think that speaks volumes about them, too.
Right. I got to run.
All right, and I was about ready to cut you loose, but I got to ask you this question. I ask you this question every single time you come on, and I'm not going to let you get away without me asking it again. What about you? When are you going to run again?
Oh no, I'm trying to help Michael Bennett. Federico Pena and I, we were trying to help Michael Bennett reform DPS, so we can build the best school district in the country. We also have my daughter just got elected as the first clerk and recorder, elected clerk and recorder, county clerk for Denver. So I'm real proud of her. And there are a lot of young people. And frankly, what I'm trying to do now is mentor an entire young generation. I just finished promoting a leadership class through the chamber of 26 young African-American business people that I think is going to make a real contribution to the state.
Well,
I'm in the mentoring stage now.
No, you need to run again. I miss you.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's Mayor Wellington Webb and his reasons for endorsing Hillary Clinton. It's 9:26, 26 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones now at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we certainly can do it. I don't care what it is. You want to talk about the Demijad? You want to talk about the student newspaper thing with the F. Bush? You want to talk about, well, I don't care.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
If you're thinking to yourself, well, fall's here and winter's coming on, and man, I am not going to go through the same thing again this winter as I went through last winter. So you're looking at all-wheel drive, you're looking at four-wheel drive, then you got to look at Rockies. They've got their matching down incentive. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got the best people on the planet. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Isaac Harris, all the folks who, all the folks who work out there really, really work hard, and there's over 100 of them out there to help you out, not only the people that you meet in trying to buy a vehicle, but the people behind the scenes work very, very hard as well. Kevin, who operates the shop, all these cars are winterized and ready to go. He's one of the most conscientious guys I think I've ever met. Why has Rockies been in business since 1982? Because they deal off the top of the deck, not off the bottom. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet. It's at rockiesautos.com. Get on by there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, we'll pay all losses and all expenses up to $1 million. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9182 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9182. That's 1-800-607-9182. Again, 1-800-607-9182.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's shaky.
The little creatures running from the cold. Back to the nest just like the days of.
John Turk's all excited. He's got his tickets to New York. I didn't get mine. I tried.
The warmth of age is far away.
What, John?
I got mine at about 10:45, so I'm sitting down low and close. I spent a lot of money, but I'm going to be up there.
How many tickets did you get?
About two tickets, spent $241.
Why didn't you buy me a ticket?
Way to put me on the spot there, Jay.
Come on,
well,
man.
I'll tell my wife, Stacy, that I'm taking you instead.
No, take Stacy. She deserves it. All right, 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to the phone calls coming up. I ran a little bit late with the mayor. I always do this. I sin, and I sin daily by running late with people. But, I mean, almost the point where he said to me, well, I have to go. No, you don't. You can stick around. So let's get a quick update. Boy, it's really windy out there. Let's get a quick update on the traffic, and then we'll go through as many calls as we can until 10 o'clock. So everybody hang on, be patient. Gina, what's up?
All right, Jay. They got the westbound lanes of I-70 back open east of the Eisenhower Tunnel. They had it shut down for just a brief period there due to a lot of wrecks we were having because of the snowy and slushy weather. We're still struggling, though, along the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike between Wadsworth all the way into Boulder. So that's our toughest stretch right now. It's because of the very heavy rainfall that we're getting in the Boulder area. Weather outlook today, expect those mostly cloudy skies and showers throughout the afternoon and evening, looking for a high of 68. Right now, overcast and 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
It's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. Hi, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of tiny carbide bits built in to the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. Whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
The lawyers, they're really stand-up guys, and that's Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They believe in and they support the idea of your rights and of progressive politics, and they've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson fight corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me and just real people every single day. They're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. Check out the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com and look for Scott Henderson at the Neil Young concert because he's going to be there. He's sitting right next to Turk. How did that happen?
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation reduce your carbon footprint with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. With affordable financing for qualified buyers, you can save money and the world at the same time. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com. Homeowners. homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage, 1-877-99-THERMAL.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Important question to ask here at 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour. When is the show over with? My bladder's going to explode. I'm serious.
You want me to take these calls for you?
Okay. Poor planning sitting at the seat at the top of the hour. Now, struggling.
There's a trash can right there.
No, I don't think so, man. You know, it reminds me when you're on the highway and it says next rest stop 40 miles away. Hey, thank you very much. I'll create my own rest stop and enrich the agriculture. Okay, let's go to the phones. Here's Dia in Denver. Dia, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to get back to what you had said earlier about the Fort Collins newspaper and how we should approach comments about George, our alleged president. And what I say about that is he who deserves respect garners respect without some kind of law or unspoken law about it, and I don't feel that he garners any respect at all. And besides, and more importantly than that, is the fact that our First Amendment rights are most assuredly being damaged by the fact that our administration does not believe in the Constitution. And this is just one more, you know, reason to be more concerned and to be more activist about maintaining our Constitution and our First Amendment rights.
Well, also, too, how about the idea before these folks on the other side start to climb like crabs to the high ground and begin to mouth off, maybe we should remind them of their conduct.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, I think they're so slimy they've forgotten how low they've gotten.
I mean, I don't know why they just don't own up to it.
They don't because they feel like they're above the law and they can do and say anything. And that's what's disturbing, and that's what I hope people start realizing is that and I've been reading the book, John Dean's new book, Broken Government, and I highly recommend this. It talks all about the different parts of the government that are broken. All three parts of the government are broken, and I really, really recommend people read this because they'll realize what George and Dick and all his cronies have been doing to our Constitution, and that is ignoring it and breaking the law.
Well, I can't disagree with what you're saying, and I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, this is David in Boulder. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Well, usually I agree with you in most cases, but I've thought a lot about your advice or your counsel you've given us over the last several weeks about turning our focus, our emails, our phone calls, and so on, from the Dems to the Repubs to try to get them to see the light. And I really disagree. I think these are tried-and-true ideologues. They're not going to change their stripes. And where I think, you know, at least I want to spend my efforts. For me, over the weekend, in looking at some of the body counts that you can get on different websites, I mean, what we're looking at, dead American boys and girls, is 3,782 as of this morning and 27,848 wounded, okay? So for me, when I hear a Democrat say, well, you know, this is political reality and we're going to try this and we're going to try that, and they totally shy away from the power that they hold, which is, of course, the ultimate veto, which is we will not allow a funding bill to come to the floor. When they turn away from that, Jay, in my opinion...
Well, what does that solve by not allowing a funding bill to come to the floor? What does that fix?
It forces the issue, okay?
The issue, but then what does it fix?
It removes our troops because...
How does it remove our troops?
Well, there's not going to be any money. There's money enough in the pipeline right now.
No, what'll end up happening is you'll have a showdown and a stalemate, and nothing will happen, and the end result will be that the American public, and particularly those who have kids that are over there, are not going to particularly like this. And unfortunately, the fact of the matter is that if you go look at the math. And you go look at what makes up and how things are done, particularly in the Senate, we don't have a big enough margin. And the people that are stopping us from getting anything done are the Republicans. And the idea that you just allow them to escape any responsibility, not only from their own constituents, but also the American public, is ludicrous. And going to Congressman Udall's office or his town hall meeting and raising hell or at Perlmutter's or, you know, even Ken Salazar's, it's the Republicans that are standing in the way.
Well,
and you have to make them the issue.
Do you really think that even if there was a monumental email, phone call, letter writing campaign to those Repubs that they would change their stripes? Do you really think that?
Yes,
you
I believe so. Yes, because I think they're interested in one thing and one thing only: their own survival. That's the bottom line for them: their own survival and their own retention of power. And if you threaten their survival and you threaten their retention of power, they will react. Trouble is that not enough of us are doing it, and only the amen corner of this radio station can't get it done. You got to reach out, and you got to get your neighbors, and you got to get everybody else in the American public, and you got to get everybody else in the state of Colorado, in all the different congressional districts, to turn around and do it too. It just can't be us. And this idea that we're entering into a Senate race here in this state between probably Bob Schieffer, who is challenged with ethics questions and won't and doesn't have the guts to even tell anybody where he stands on the subject of Iraq, and Mark Udall, who's a good guy and a good congressman and somebody who really cares, the idea of attacking him and making his life rough against Schieffer is a non-starter, and not only is it a non-starter, but it's absolutely and completely stupid.
So
in the end, there's more than just Iraq. You know what there is? There's the courts. There's the federal court system. There are federal agencies. There are issues like health care for children.
Sure.
You think you're going to get any of that under the GOP? Do you think that they're going to take care of any of that? You think they're going to do anything about that? No, they're not going to do anything about it. They're going to give you the same mantra they've always given you, which is there's nothing there, there's nothing wrong, there's no problem. So you know what I believe in? I believe in that it is wrong, no matter how much you are uncomfortable at times with some of the votes that they may make, and no matter how disgusted you get at times, that in the end result is, okay, you'll either get 60, 70, or 80% of what you want, or you can get nothing of what you want. And trust me, you'll get nothing under Bob Schieffer.
So what you're saying versus what I'm thinking of, you know, pulling the ultimate veto, what you're saying is if we actively campaign against any Repubs that are going to come up for elective office this November and next November.
No, you got to pressure them. You got to pressure the Republicans that are sitting there already. If you're in Marilyn Musgrave's congressional district, you have to get on her ass. If you're in Tom Tancredo's congressional district, you have to get on his rear. If you're sitting in Bob Lamborn's district, you have to get on his rear. People should start asking Bob Schieffer, who intends to run for the Senate, what's your position about Iraq? What's your position about children's health care? Where do you stand on all these questions? And what votes would you make if you made it to the Senate? We need to start holding those folks accountable, and we need to start holding the folks accountable like Wayne Allard, even though he's going out of office. We need to let him know that that his continual putting his party before the country and obstructing and standing there and obstructing and coming up with nothing positive to solve this quagmire and this problem that we're in, that it's not only going to reflect off on him, but it's also going to reflect off on anybody else who tries to run for his seat.
Okay, so what you know today and what you're projecting, do you see any cutoff of funds or any imposition of deadlines feasible with this Congress over the next, let's say, 2 months?
I think the closer we get to 08, I think it's going to be, the harder it's going to be for Mitch McConnell, for George W. Bush, for the administration, and for those in Congress to keep members of the Republican Party in line, because the war is unpopular, it is increasingly becoming more unpopular, and at some point, a lot of these folks are going to peel off because it's their own survival.
Well, my personal problem is my heart hurts to think of the number of young men and women that have to die.
Well, everybody,
between now and then.
You know what? Everybody's heart hurts, and the Democrats should continue to keep trying to get something done, but you have to tell the story the way the story is being written. And the way the story is being written is, it's the Republican Party that is stopping us. It's the Republican Party that is lying to the country. They're lying to the country about what's going on. Lindsey Graham stands up and says the surge is working and that it's going on and, you know, that it's fine and that everything's fine there and that things are looking up. Well, you know, if you could get Mr. Graham in a position to cross-examine him, I'd be willing to bet you that his vision of Iraq was what he was told by people that the administration and that the Pentagon arranged for him to talk to, that he didn't walk freely on the streets because you can't walk freely on the streets, and that his whole shtick and this whole thing that he's involved in would be shown to be as phony as John McCain's, where it turns out that he talks about, oh, well, I visited a market. Yeah, with all these armed folks.
Helicopters, yeah.
I mean, stop lying to the people of the United States. The fact of the matter is, whether the surge is working or whether it's not working, the surge is not doing what it was designed to do, which was to give the Iraqi government time to be able to breathe, to be able to put a political solution together, and it did not happen, and it is not going to happen. It is not going to happen because there is no will for it to happen. And so we've got to call these folks on what they're doing. We have to call them on what they're doing. And it's bad that we don't do that. And it's even stupider that you go after people like Mark Udall and others, because this mentality is the same mentality that put George W. Bush in office in the first place in 2000.
Via
Ralph Nader.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Going after the wrong target, diverting energies and dollars, and
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
The wolf slips into the hen house.
That's exactly right. Thanks, you know, to the peace and justice people and the Greens and everybody else who had to hang behind Nader to satisfy Nader's big ego, and there's some kind of illusion of rebelliousness. So now we've had 6 years of misery because of that. And you know what? I'll be damned if I'm going to let him do it to Colorado in 2008. We're going to put Mark Udall in the Senate, and that's the way it goes. And you know what? I'm going to keep denouncing these people. And if you want to string along with them and you want to cast your lot with them, then go ahead and cast your lot with them. But I'm for doing the sensible and right thing under the American system of government, where you don't always get what you want, but you damn well don't go down on your knees and stop trying. Thanks, David.
If you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
That's right. Not what you want. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Jack sends an email. Adima Shot is no worse than Ann Coulter, who bragged that she wished McVeigh had blown up the New York Times building and that a terrorist would kill John Edwards. She's worse than the godless. She's blasphemous. She's a blasphemous wretch. I agree with you there. And you know what? Ted Nugent, too, is another one of those guys. All right, let's take a look at traffic now on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Rick Morgan.
Jay, still seeing a little bit of a slowdown there in southbound I-25, the usual stretch. I-70 heading down to Spear, but then it breaks loose. Better drive through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center. Decent drive on 225 heading across Aurora. No worries on I-70 on either side of the city. 6th Avenue in and out of Lakewood getting back up to speed. No problems on 470 heading across Highlands Ranch on the turnpike between Denver and Broomfield. Not a problem, but rough weather still between Broomfield and Foothills Parkway causing to be a little bit slow on the turnpike this morning. But the forecast, cloudy with showers likely throughout the day. Staying cool, a high of only 65, showers likely tonight, lows getting down to the upper 30s. More sunshine tomorrow with a high of 68, though. Right now it's 56 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
But I'll tell you what really turns them on, and that's Purina One. I'm not kidding you about this. They love it. And when it comes to our dogs, we make sure that we feed them food from a name that we can trust. And so when Purina told me, when Purina One told me they had something new, I couldn't wait to hear all about it. Plus, couldn't wait to talk about it. Introducing the new Purina One Wholesome Entrees. Now, this new line of wet dog food has five delicious varieties, all made with select high-quality natural ingredients. Real chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, or salmon, oatmeal, brown rice, barley, or long grain rice, and in every entree, accents of potatoes, carrots, eggs, and spinach. Look for the new Purina One Wholesome Entrees on store shelves this month. Ask for it by name. And if you haven't made the switch to Purina One, try it. Purina One Dry Formula is the place to go. Take the Purina One Challenge. What a difference it made in our dogs when we switched to it when they were pups. And it can make a big change in yours, too. And what if you could change your pet's health for the better? Call 1-888-606-BARK, that's 1-888-606-BARK, for a free 4-pound bag of any Purina One dry formula to take the challenge. The offer is ending soon, so I call now, 1-888-606-BARK, or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com today, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Petco.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
It's Jeffrey's birthday at Toys R Us, and we're celebrating. Buy two and get the third free on all Dora dolls and doll accessories. Buy any two Lego City, Mars, Aqua, Exoforce, Bionicle, Racers, Creator, and Castle sets and get the third free. Plus, come in store and get a free exclusive Pokemon character download. Toys R Us, time for childhood.
Deals valid through September 29th. For your discounted items, must be of equal or lesser value to the lowest priced item purchased. Limited quantities available. No rain checks. Continental U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Attempting to reel in the years. Or reel in something. 9:55, 55 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It's 55 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms likely high today is 62, and winds really blowing around out there, too. 303-713-7600, it's open phones. And let's go to Blaine in Fort Collins. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's actually Denver, but no big deal. Hey, just want to say Ahmadinejad, he should, of course, be allowed to speak, and he should have been allowed to visit the Ground Zero site, because last time I checked, there was no Iranians on that plane, but there were 13 Saudis, and the Saudi royal family visited the site. So I think that's just BS right there.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's whipping up hysteria about this guy and about his country because the leadership of this country is not mature enough to be able to sit down and deal with a pressure crisis as adults.
Well, I mean, I agree. He is a bit of a nut job and a handful, but then again, we got the biggest idiot who's ever been president as president right now. But I want to throw somebody. You know what we should all do? We should do a progressive Vegas trip.
I'm up for that, man.
That'd be great. I'm only saying that because I'm leaving Wednesday. But
you're leaving Wednesday? Wait, you're leaving Wednesday for Vegas?
Yeah, I am.
Where are you staying?
A friend of mine, he's a cop out there, and I'm doing a bike show that's out there, like a bicycle show. And you should ride today because this is a good day to go out there for one of your first rides because it's not going to be too hot.
But it's warm, man. But look at it out there. It's windy and it's cold.
Jay.
Yes. Yes.
Buck up, Jay.
Yes.
And ride. You know, it'll be actually be a good day. It's not that bad, and you'll enjoy it. You know, just go out for a half an hour and see how it goes. Because riding, you'll go and it'll warm you up, and then you won't be too warm. So that's
all right. Well, if I get out there and I get blown over and crack my coconut on the sidewalk, I'm coming looking for you.
I'll find you. I live right by City Park myself, so you can find me.
Okay, I'm going to be looking for you.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Jay. You have a great one.
All right, man. See ya.
Bye.
Bicycle. Bicycle. Yeah, I'm going to get out today and try to ride this bike that I bought. Try to work off my last remaining pounds here. I got to get back to working out every for 3 days. You know, every day, 3 days, 3 and 4 days in a row. I haven't been doing that as of late. All right, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here, and we'll crank it up and get rolling again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 24-